InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
And gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Northern California. I'll be back in Austin tomorrow. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. Our country is under globalist siege and under globalist attack. We are legally and lawfully taking back control of our country, peacefully, with the truth. And the enemy is striking with everything they've got. Guys, please close that door. I brought my wife and my youngest daughter with us on this trip to cover a new infiltration that was very successful at Bohemian Grove. And so I am here in Northern California. We're intending to come back a day early. So that's why a lot of this is happening. Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, a very famous whistleblower and a great patriot, was in the area. He is going to be joining us in the third hour right here with me. We have a former defense intelligence officer and lawyer and Green Beret, who is really dialed in. Ivan Ranklin is doing an incredible job exposing the coup against America, joining us in 30 minutes. Daniel Estelin was on with us a month ago and predicted they would try to kill Trump imminently. He's going to be joining us as well. And I'm working on getting General Flynn and others on because we need their expertise at this point. Now, I want to be clear with everybody. Good things are happening, and the winds are turning against the enemy. We don't just have the momentum and the initiative and the truth on our side and God on our side. The masses are in the greatest awakening in history right now. We're seeing it everywhere. It is just amazing. And so praise God and keep praying, but keep taking action, keep speaking out, and keep letting the New World Order know that you did it. And I've been saying since Saturday, if we don't have top snipers and top Secret Service people and top security experts come out and confirm what I already know from them, that this was a total setup and a stand down to get Trump killed, they will deaden some of the mass awakening and Trump will still be in grave danger. If it's known that the globalists may lose their entire New World Order, as they're now officially saying at the WF and the UN, if Trump is reelected, then there'll be a spotlight on them that they have the motive, they have the background, their fingerprints are all over it, and they will not be able to carry out the next assassination attempt. They're going to try to blow his airplane up, truck bomb him, shoot him, poison him. I mean, we are in maximum danger now because they know there's nothing they can do to stop Trump. He'll win by 30 points. That overrides their fraud. So the good news is prominent Secret Service are coming out. But more importantly, prominent diplomatic security, Army Special Operations leaders that have led huge sniper contingents of hundreds of snipers in Iraq, Afghanistan, Europe, that have augmented the Secret Service. So the real pipetters. And one of those, Representative Corey Mills of Florida 7th District, who went on CNN and said, look, this was an inside job. He had help. They tried to kill the president. And the lady freaks out, the fake reporter, and says, oh, you're not saying it's Biden. You're not saying it's Biden. Which he's like, well, not quite saying it's him yet. But no, this is an organized group. That clip is coming up next segment that somebody shot off a television and the guy's talking over it. That's fine. It's like Archie Bunker, but the crew can find the actual CNN interview with them that's crisp and HD. It needs maximum push. I posted it on X. Okay. So he's just one of them. I've got a list of 9 different prominent, very well-known, respected, military leaders who are also top of the line snipers who led counter-sniper operations and sniper operations. And we've got Green Beret trainers coming out. We've got them all. And people that have run these operations. And they say 100% what I told you, that this is a deep state assassination attempt on Trump. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Tell everybody you know and people you don't know. Tune in now. At Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road in Northern California. We have a raft of key intel and amazing, informative experts on what's really happened here. And as I've been saying for 3 days, it is beyond paramount. It is essential to the maximum that we cut through this and see this for what this is, a deep state attempted assassination of President Trump by Mayorkas, who is in control of the Secret Service. I gave the analogy yesterday of this would be like if you lived in Minnesota in the winter and it gets to 25 below and you wake up at 6 in the morning and your wife's not cooking breakfast and she's walking out the front door with no clothes on with your kids into a blizzard. You're like, what are you doing? You've gone insane. Not having people on top the closest roof that was the police command building, hundreds of police inside, is 100% like throwing your newborn baby in the pool. It's murder. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is not negligence. This is deliberate stand down, and they need all the surveillance footage from inside that building. They need all the surveillance footage of who brought the shooter in, who brought him up to the inside of the top, and who let him run around. AP, Reuters, they're all admitting it. 26 minutes. We'll put those headlines on screen. It's buried in the New York Post articles and others that I did a video about last night, but we'll pull that up. 26 minutes. I said 2 minutes because that's the videos I saw. 2 minutes. When he's on the top of the roof, he's got a gun. There he is. And then the police run away from it and get on the radios because they've been told clearly that they did not have shoot power. Okay. So that's another default you turn off. Normally your sniper, counter snipers, had the green light to take somebody out, and it's their decision. And they did not have that. He was not even wearing a military or police uniform, ladies and gentlemen. So this is default that they did this. And now you have Congressman Corey Mills coming out and a whole bunch of other people I'm going to be quoting and playing you clips of here saying, don't listen to the BS. Don't listen to the media telling you this was just an accident. This was not an accident. Remember how they first said, oh, he fell. There was some noises. They said that for 8 hours. Oh, I guess Kennedy fell down too in Dallas. Trump was a half inch away from having his head blown off, just like JFK in Dealey Plaza. And then, of course, the lone gunman, after he gets his shots off, then you hear about 10 seconds after his final shots, then they get the green light. Now you kill the patsy, because dead men tell no tales. So we have that whole quadrant, okay? And admitting it's an inside job, admitting it's a deep state operation, on its face, Mayorkas would not give Trump the security he needed, but still a building full of police and others, nobody on the roof. They were told not to do that. We need all the surveillance footage. The Trump team needs it. We need to get the names of who was in charge, the advance team, who was giving the orders. Everyone should be brought in and interrogated right now. And then we will find out who gave the orders, and it will go right up to Mayorkas. We have them. But We have to now understand what's happening. I will be very clear. There's a lot of cowards out there that first came out, Secret Service people on Fox News, and said, oh, this is just gross incompetence. They're idiots. No, they're not. They were told this was done, and they thought after they killed Trump, they would truck bomb a black church or a college or something and change the subject to that and would smoke screen and not have an investigation because they'd still be in control. But they failed, ladies and gentlemen. But the clock's now ticking, racing towards 0 hour because they're going to try to blow up Trump's airplane. They're going to try to truck bomb him. They're going to try to poison him. They're going to try to shoot him. This is going down now. Our country is under attack. We've lived in such relative peace and security for so long, people don't believe this is happening because of normalcy bias. If you study history, we have had, since World War II, almost 80 years, other than some big wars that got our troops killed and a lot of other people killed, relative security here like a bunch of domesticated animals, okay? And so people just cannot believe this is happening. It's like victims of crime. When they get kidnapped or mugged, they just can't believe, you know, that somebody just shot their husband walking out of a Target for no reason. This is happening, okay? So this is going down. And the reason I've been so intense is because my brain has launched to a trillion miles an hour, and I am permutating all the different calculations and the things that are happening. And the enemy is defeated if they don't kill Trump. It's over. And even if they kill Trump, that's going to backfire and blow up. But what comes after they kill Trump is killing Biden and blaming it on Trump supporters. And that gets both their problems out of the way. And that's why Biden in his videos, and I meant to play this yesterday, pull up Biden's White House Oval Office response about peace and love and let's all work together. And he is, for the first time, that arrogant, evil pedophile lawyer looks completely scared because he's not the one that gave this order. And he knows he's next. And he knows he's having his funding cut off by Obama. But I guarantee you, Obama and the globalists and the Rothschilds and the deep state, the CIA director, Carnegie Endowment head, got together in a room a month ago and said, we're going to kill Trump before he goes to Milwaukee, before he gets the official nomination, so we can place somebody new in there that's ours and maybe even get rid of Biden and put in a Republican puppet they could work for because they know the Democratic Party's done. See, that's the calculations. That's what they said in the meeting, because I see all the calculus and all the trigonometry and all the algebra all right there in the political mathematics of this. So that's what they did in the meeting. And they said, nobody's going to buy a Democrat now. Our field is, you know, everybody hates him. We'll kill Trump. And then the Republican establishment will bring in who they want at the Milwaukee operation now taking place at the RNC. And then Biden would segue out, pardon his son, and then they would move into a new warmongering neocon leader, probably Marco Rubio. In fact, I believe that's probably he was probably in on it as well. Now, that's speculation, but that's what you do in a war when you're a general, is you have all the intel, all the data, and then you've got to be decisive and make the decision of what's happening, and then you've got to decide that's what's happening, and you nail it. And that's what's happening. Okay? So this is it, and they know I know how to war game this stuff. That's why 5 weeks ago, the Justice Department gave orders to the U.S. trustee and to the CRO, and they admitted this to the security people. I now learned this last week, and the lawyers. And they said a lot of it on the stand, but I didn't understand what they were saying. They were given the order because we were a, quote, security threat to take us off the air without a court order. The judge came in, fired them all, just said, this is insane. So the deep state is that desperate. And I said then, they're about to kill Trump. They're about to launch World War III. They would not have the Justice Department 5 weeks ago saying, shut me down. And I had Laura Logan on. That's where you can find the clips, guys. Go to the Laura Logan interview. I said probably 15 times, this means they're going to kill Trump. This means they're going to false flags. This means it's martial law. It's not about me. I'm a watchman sentry vanguard that gives intel to the public and that is listened to by Elon Musk and Trump and all of them. They know that I'm inside their head. They know I track their operations. Okay? And it's a gift from God, and it's a gift of being totally immersed in this. So they had to get me off air, and that's why I was so freaked out. I said, folks, they're making their move. This is it. Without court orders, calling up and saying, I'm a lawyer. This is from the Justice Department. You will close the doors today. You will throw Alex Jones out right now. And they said, no, we're not. Again, those, and I knew it had to be orders from the Justice Department, and it was. They've been heavily involved in this case, at my depositions, all of it. So this is going down right now. Now, I want to play you a clip of Yuval Noah Harari. Yesterday, the spokesperson for the UN, the WEF, their one organization, saying if Trump wins, it's over for the New World Order. And it is over for the New World Order. We want prosperity. We want to work with Russia. We want to work with other countries. We want industry. We want space travel. We want free energy. We want a future. We don't want war and World War III and pedophilia and transgenderism and depopulation and poison shots. And now this new video is leaked of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm glad it leaked, of Trump admitting that the vaccine's bad and that it's killing children. I told you Trump knows that. And now, but he knows they'll use it against him if he comes out and admits it. So that process is happening. That's the hand of God again, protecting all of us and protecting Trump. And again, I know all the inside baseball folks. I don't try to sit up here and brag about this stuff, but I talk to Republican leadership. I talk to the patriots that are in intelligence, the highest levels. And, they try to recruit me that when Trump first got in to officially work in their operation. And I respectfully declined. I said, I want to work on my own. And it's too cloak and dagger. I had to be separate from government. But I was involved in the first launching of Q. And I sit there and tell people that. And they go, oh, yeah, right. I mean, folks, I was in a meeting with J.D. Vance a month ago. Rob Dew was right there. And he's a great guy. And he's defended me when I was being censored. When he wasn't a senator, when he was a senator. And he told me, I said, so I hear you probably got it. He goes, yeah, I got it. I'm getting it. I'm the VP. And he didn't say, don't tell anybody. He just knew I knew don't say anything. And I was like, okay. And I didn't say anything. So just to give you a little idea, folks. Okay. Is I met with J.D. Vance. Well, Rob, you were there. Was it a month ago? 3 weeks ago?
In Detroit.
Yeah. And you and guys were right there at the door when I was in the room meeting with him. So I'm trying to explain to you this is the major leagues here. Okay. People try to like spin this and spin that. We've got our finger on the pulse. The government listens to me. Musk listens to me. People know I know what I'm talking about. I told Musk a month ago with Tucker Carlson, I said, you need to get more security now. You're much dangerous Trump. And Musk responded and said, I agree. I think you're right. I'm upping my security. Okay. So they want me taken out because I understand the enemy. And I don't say that to brag. I say it so you listen to me and understand I know what I'm talking about. And I explained that I'm a canary in the coal mine. When they sent the Justice Department in to shut us down outside of a court order, that's illegal vigilante insanity. That was out of pure desperation ahead of the assassination of Trump. And I called it. I said, you're about to kill Trump. In the Laura Logan interview, at least 10, probably 15 times, I kept parroting it. This isn't about me. 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 And when the zeitgeist gets this intense, this has only happened like 4 or 5 times in my life now. Okay. I start going and I was during the breaks throwing up. Because it's so intense knowing this and wanting to stop it and wanting people to listen. Well, guess what? I've been puking the last 3 days, folks. I puked right before I went on air because my brain is like, you don't want anything in your belly. You got to be totally focused. God's like, do I have your attention? Okay. Because they're going to start pure World War III with Russia. They are going to invoke Article 5 and they're going to bring Ukraine into NATO. That's why they want Trump dead. Number one, because he's going to end World War III. Now, if World War III doesn't get you in the pit of your stomach, you know, that feeling in the stomach so strong, then that's like God grabbed by the gut and saying, you hear me, son? So that is what's going on. That's God saying, get your head screwed on straight right now. And that's where we are. So re-upload the entire Laura Logan interview and say, watch Alex Jones' interview with Laura Logan where he predicts imminent assassination of Trump. I say it probably 20 times. So she got sick of hearing me say it. I was like, this isn't me. This isn't me. This isn't me. It's like you got a watchman on the tower. An arrow hits him. You know the enemy's about to try to come over the wall. Okay, so I'm a frontline operative of America and freedom, just independently operating and analyzing the enemy. I'm a Paul Revere. So are you. And that's why I knew all this was coming. And now I'm telling you what's coming next. And I think you don't need me to tell you this. You can see it. So here's Yuval Noah Harari admitting that if they don't get Trump, they go down. Here it is.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again shortly?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Okay, now again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So it's on the table. We're under attack. We're under New World Order attack. Everyone is in grave danger. Your futures are all on the line. And if you want to just run around and go play golf today or just act like this is a Netflix program, it's not. This is an entertainment. Trump getting shot right by the, right through his ear is not a game. 1 degree over, it hit him in the back of the brain. A little bit of a degree different, right through. So that's where we are. We should be praying. We should be active. We should be calling the White House, calling Congress, calling C-SPAN, calling all the fake conservative talk show hosts who are just debating whether or not there was negligence or not. There wasn't negligence. It was a deliberate stand down by a group. Now, we did get the HD of it. There's Representative Corey Mills, 7th District in Florida, on CNN, and they freak out, and they've now removed this off the CNN website. They almost cut his feed and say, how dare you say Biden did this? He says, I didn't say that. I say an organized group. And he led whole sniper and counter-sniper operations, huge ones, like when the president would go to Afghanistan or Iraq. He led those. So he knows what he's talking about. He's a congressman. He's a top expert. And I've got literally 7 or 8 more of them on my list with video clips coming up. But here he is.
Information about it. We've also heard that up to 20 plus minutes that this individual is up on the roof making its way.
He could have, yeah, he should have been seen, right?
And that 2 different civilians who were attending the rally had taken photos and actually sent this to local law enforcement. We also had heard about local law enforcement accessing the roof and having the rifle pointed at them, in which case they had retreated. You know, I look at all of these things and I look at different videos where an assailant will pull a firearm on a law enforcement officer, and the first thing they do is they immediately pull and draw mitigate the threat and the risk. You know, I ask why the local law enforcement officer did not do so. The other thing is that when you set up an advanced team, I keep hearing this about the perimeter elements.
Yeah.
You know, the perimeter is actually established by your threats that are in the area. So if I don't have any threats outside of 100 yards, okay, fine, I can cordon off a certain area. But if I have a building 160 yards perfectly adjacent to the stage, that's an obvious threat, especially with an elevated position that has overwatch. Mm-hmm. That's a sniper's paradise. And, you know, we talk about Eagle's Nest. You also have, which no one talks about, but the water tower.
So what I'm hearing from you is it's not a failure on the ground for sure, but 100%. Also a failure in advance?
I think it's a failure in advance. I think it's a failure to have the counter-snipers to be able to establish their range fin and their sketch maps.
I also heard, we've also learned that local snipers were stationed inside that building.
I haven't heard that piece of it yet, but that doesn't necessarily make sense unless they were actually in a window which was backed off. Because a lot of times you'll get yourself in there. Sometimes you expose your rifle in a way to try and do a force protection or a show of force that actually stops things. Others are actually more tactical where they'll sit back a little bit. But a sniper for the law enforcement is only trained to shoot about 75 yards, unlike your counter-sniper teams that are on set. But here's my problem. In having done this for so long, they always say the adage of ignorance is bliss, and I think that's true. I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. I actually heard you say this right the day after, which I wanted to ask you about. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
I mean, an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I got to just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning towards.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's another. I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, it almost seems to me, and I think that an investigation is necessary at this point within Congress, not just the FBI, not just others. You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, you know, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they had tried to approach him, let's just say that it was like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take you off the stage.
Whoa. So let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's run in the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Donald Trump and his team have said,
I agree.
Dial it back. Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation has to do. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right? My point is this. From a perspective of someone who's actually conducted these are not difficult advances. This is not like I'm putting together a stage placement in a tight shot. This is about looking at your surroundings. What is my green, yellow, and red route, which is your routes out in case? What is my actual elements that I need to be looking at as far as mitigating threats or risks or increased levels? Where's my range fan for the sniper that says, okay, here's my 100, my 200, my sketch. Here's an area where someone could shoot. Because here's my thing.
You're saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the road.
That's exactly right.
Tom Emmer was just on with me, and he said very specifically to me, I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. He said very clearly, it is too early to be talking about who is at fault and who is.
Okay, go ahead and cut the feed.
Now that we have the full clip, re-upload it with a similar headline to what I put out earlier. Congressman and sniper expert says clearly a group was helping. This guy was an inside job. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 450 feet away. It's the police command building. They're all inside of there. They clearly brought him in and put him up there. And he was up there 26 minutes. He had a rangefinder aiming it at Trump. Everybody's like, there's a guy with a gun up there. I'd said 2 minutes because I looked at the clock. People, for 2 minutes, he's up there. He's up there. Police run away from the guy. And this goes on for 26 minutes? Give me a break, people. There is no doubt about this. Stop letting him mind control you. They just tried to kill him. They've been saying they want to kill him. We've got to go to break in a few minutes. Former Green Beret and DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, really genius. Ivan Raiklin, war hero, is going to be joining us coming up. He's done an incredible job in the battle for the Republic, going all over Congress and showing who the deep state is and how they ran the operations against Trump and what they're planning now. He totally agreed with me this morning when I talked to him. He's in his car now, driving to Milwaukee. He's almost there. He flew into Chicago. And he's going to be getting there into Milwaukee in the next couple hours. He's going to be joining us from the road coming up. The first thing he's going to look at is how far back they put the barricades so they can't truck bomb Trump. That's all coming up. But I've got more sniper experts for you when we come back. Before we go to Raiklin, I'm going to play a very important clip for you, and it's clip 25. Matthew Murray, former Green Beret Special Forces sniper, with the highest scores, that's best of the best, chimes in on the shooting and says it is 100% inside job by the advance team and by whoever was in control on the ground. Default, no one on the roof. No one. And he explains. And by the way, the congressman also goes into this later. I didn't play the whole clip. That the number one thing is the high ground. Okay. It's more important than who's even around Trump. Because if you've got a building right here, that's where the sniper's going to go. So this is the default thing you do. We have them. They did it. Mayorkas was in control of the Secret Service. He did it. He's not the suspect. He's the guy. By his bare orders to pull security, he did this. But they brought the shooter in. Mayorkas just tried to kill the president. He was given orders by Obama. And above that, the CIA. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Merton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
These are the times that try men's souls. These are the times where we show who we really are. And I've watched all these other people for 3.5 days get there and say, okay, it's a failure, but we don't know why. No, it was an inside job. You just heard a top sniper, commander, member of Congress, Representative Corey Mills, 7th District, Florida, say it was clearly an inside job. A group brought him in. They protected him. We had all the footage inside the police command center, which was the building 450 feet away where the shots were fired from. This was a deep state attempt to kill the president. By the grace of God, they failed. They will try again, and we need to put the spotlight on them. Most of these other people don't want to come right out and spotlight the enemy so they don't try it again. If you don't expose that they're the culprit, they have the motive, they cut the funding, bare minimum Mayorkas, they will make the move only by massive public understanding of this. Because I hate being right about this stuff all the time and being proven right later. I need to be proven right by stopping them. Because I don't just tell you stuff before it happens so that I'm proven right. That's why the enemy wants me off air. I'm telling you this because it's a fact. There's no debate. There's no discussion. We're in the middle of a tug of war with the American people trying to get control of our republic. Trump wants to not have war with Russia. World War III, that's why they decided to kill him. And they're going to try to blow his airplane up, truck bomb him, shoot him, poison him. That's all on the table. Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly a lawyer, Green Beret, super smart. He has been dead on in Congress. He's been targeted now by the deep state because he's exposing the deep state, giving them a list of how they operate in their command and control system. You have to admit there's a deep state. You have to know who the enemy is. You have to have a deck of cards who they are. You got to say, we know you're behind this, and you've indicted Trump a whole bunch. We are going to have our local governments we control indict your asses and put you on the defensive. The enemy has lost. They have nothing they can do. If they kill Trump, they're going to end up losing down the road. It's just going to be a civil war that they stage between the people, but it'll really be a war against them. And if he gets in, they're going to lose. And that's the path we want. That's the best path that will have the least bloodshed. But they have nowhere to go. They're cornered. I know these enemies. They will not give up. But their minions will give up. And their minions will just stop following orders and start whistleblowing and go public. And you can save the world from World War III. Anybody that studies history understands this knows the path of these megalomaniacs, Mayorkas and Obama and the globalists and the CIA director, the Carnegie Endowment, and this group thinks they can operate through their minions and do this. But we've got way more people than they've got. And if they go to full war, every permutation of this shows they're all destroyed. Now, obviously, myself, Tucker Carlson, President Trump will be dead. Elon Musk, they're coming for him. Okay, if they would have killed Trump, and I've said this 100 times last month, I said, it's imminent, 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 imminent. I said, they would have killed Trump Saturday. Hit teams were going to be dispatched immediately to take out people they know will not sell out. And the more they escalate, the more we escalate. And I know Joe Rogan well. He is totally awake, as much awake as I am. He will become incredibly more hardcore now. And so is Elon. Elon's for real. And so is Tucker. He's for real. So this is life and death. When I get up here, it's because the only course we've got is to stop these people. Okay, my children, your children, it's a whole future. We've got to be men, and we've got to have courage, and we've got to do the right thing and stick ourselves out there. And it's very heartening to see all these special operations people and Secret Service and members of Congress that are sniper commanders and led major operations come out and say this is an inside job. Okay, well, we'll say it's Biden yet, but it's an inside job, okay, because they thought they'd have Trump out of the way and they would just cover this up. No, they failed. We have them. We have them now. All right. I want to go to Ivan Raiklin here, who just joined us on the road. Hopefully he's got a good connection. But I wanted to get Chase Geiser, who's back at the InfoWars Command Center, to give his brief take on this. I'm going to play a short clip of a Green Beret sniper expert talking about this. We'll go to Ivan Raiklin. But I mean, listen, how many times did I tell you on air and off air, Chase Geiser, when the Justice Department tried to shut us down without a court order, I said, this isn't about us. They're going for Trump. They're going for Trump. This is go hour. This is go hour. This is go hour. This is zero hour. Yeah. It is on. This is it. We're just sentries on the parapets. And when we see arrows start shooting and enemies rush over the hill with a battering ram, I'm like, get to the main gate, defend the gate and raise the drawbridge. And like literally, finally, the drawbridge is getting raised right now, right as the enemy runs out. I mean, we are so close, Chase.
Absolutely. Well, for the last 6 weeks or so here at InfoWars, it's been a lot like the Battle of Hoth. It's always a little bit like the Battle of Hoth with the chaos and the Empire outside trying to blast down the shield generator. And we're trying to keep Alex in the chair, but he wants to go away in the Millennium Falcon. But I remember distinctly speaking to you, Alex, amidst the climax of recent developments here at InfoWars, you asked me, you specifically said, what do you think they have planned? It's got to be something big. And I said, honestly, Alex, I think they just want you off air before the election. And you're like, no, there's something big coming. And this was it, in my opinion. In my opinion, they knew at the highest levels that there was going to be an attempt on the president's life. They thought it was going to be successful. And I firmly believe, it's a matter of faith, but I firmly believe that the reason that they wanted you off the air so desperately in recent weeks relative to them trying to take you off of the air for the last several years is because they knew at the highest levels that this was going to happen and they didn't
want you covering
it. Absolutely.
Chase, we're on record saying it was the Trump assassination. Yes. False flags. I totally agree. We'll come back to you. We're so blessed for the crew and the great work they're doing. Pray for InfoWars. Please get the new Trump bulletproof t-shirt and support the operation. We back Trump. InfoWarsStore.com. We need funds in this fight. Now, I want to play the short clip. We're going right to Ivan Raiklin, who I'll hold in the next hour a little bit. And I appreciate him holding as he drives into Milwaukee right now. Let's go ahead now and pull up this clip. This is clip 25. This is Matthew Murray, former Green Beret Special Forces sniper. And he just says, look, it's an inside job, period. Just like Congressman Corey Mills just said. Here it is.
What's going on, everybody? I'm here to tell you why the shooting of President Donald Trump yesterday, without a doubt in my mind, was a planned and coordinated attack on the president inside our government, our local agency, or police force. Here's why. My name is Matthew Murphy, and I am a retired Green Beret, retired from this Special Forces Group, but I'm also a level one sniper, which means that I have graduated the highest level of training for snipers that you can do in special operations. We're trained, I'm going to avoid confidential or classified terminology, we're trained in assassinations and counter-assassinations for the very reason, case in point, yesterday, the shooting of President Donald Trump. So, first of all, anywhere the president's going to go, there are teams from the Secret Service that go out days, if not weeks, if not months, before the president will ever be at that spot. And they do a site security assessment. And they do that with the local police forces and agencies to ensure that every potential security threat or vulnerability is secured and, of course, protected against. Now, this is done way before Donald Trump will ever get there, and they know every place that the president will be, and the sniper team especially is responsible for ensuring that no one can take a shot at the president. Now, that does not mean that the sniper team just sets up with their guns and scans the crowd and shoots. No, what they do, the most important thing they do pre-Donald Trump showing up, is within a 360-degree environment of that podium of the president, they ensure that there is not a place that is open that will be accessible by someone with a rifle to take a shot at the president. So they make sure those places are barricaded off, inaccessible, and heavily guarded, so there is no way you are going to get to the place where you can even shoot the president with a rifle before the president shows up. Then they scan the crowd and those places with a rifle just in case by some miracle you do. Now, you're not going to tell me, I don't care who you are, don't listen to the media, nonsense anyway, so I think most of us know that by now, that some 20-year-old kid that looks like he played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement is trained on a gun, especially a sniper rifle like that, is a registered Republican, and then can access anywhere near the vicinity of that crowd, of that event, with him not dressed in a uniform and that sniper rifle. He was wearing American flag t-shirt and pants, and he had a rifle. You're going to tell me that that kid went through all the levels of security, somehow got into the closest building to the president, then accessed the rooftop of the closest building to the president, then had the time to unpack his rifle, lay down in the prone, and then take 5 to 8 well-aimed shots at the president before he was decisively engaged by the Secret Service's counter-sniper teams or a local police department. I don't know who they were. Most likely police. You're going to tell me all that happened and a 20-year-old kid did that without it being heavily planned, coordinated, and people on the inside making it happen? There's absolutely no way possible that that kid was able to get up there and take those shots at the president without a lot of internal help. So someone in that local or some people inside that local police department agency or Secret Service is compromised and is a threat to our president. So we need to stop worrying about that damn shooter and start worrying about who allowed this shit to happen. And President Trump, if you need an American to protect you who's actually good at sniping and stopping this crap, give me a call. I'll do it for free. Everybody have a good day. God bless.
Corey Comparator, a firefighter, shielded his wife and daughter and was shot and died. This was real. These were real bullets. The left's running around saying this didn't really happen because they failed. But I'm going to explain this one more time, then go to Ivan Ranklin. 26 minutes. The mind control person they put up there was hesitating. He's up on the roof. He's got a rangefinder aiming it at Trump. Everybody, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. I saw 2-minute clips of that. I said it was 2 minutes, which is a lifetime. This was 26 minutes on top of the building that's the police command center. They brought him in. They protected him. They sent him up to the top. And they told the snipers when they were on the radios, shoot, 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 don't. So they did this. They've been caught. Now, Ivan Ranklin is a former Green Beret. He's also a lawyer. He's also was in the Defense Intelligence Agency, works for General Flynn. He's done yeoman's work in the information war in Congress, spotlighting the deep state and what their plans are to get them on their heels. Ivan, thank you for holding while I went through this analysis. This is an epic moment. We talked this morning. You agree with me that the enemy is in full attack mode. We need to get them off balance. They're already off balance. They're making their move. No matter what happens now, this must be faced. We must fully commit and be honest about what we're facing. This is the true battle for the Republic. The entire United States is now a war zone. It already was with COVID that they launched against us. And so we have to admit what we're up against to be able to face it and deal with it. And you're meeting with major law enforcement groups around the nation as well. Been warning them this was coming so we can mobilize against this. It's now time to pick a side. Ivan Raiklin.
Alex, thanks for having me back on. When we discussed this topic of conversation in February, when we went through the path of what's the most likely course of action for the deep state, the dangerous, and then the most dangerous course of action, I basically said that if they fail to stop Trump from securing the nomination at the RNC or going into the RNC, their only path forward was exactly what we saw. Luckily, it was a failed assassination attempt, because now, I mean, there's so much to unpackage here. I'm sitting here in Racine, Wisconsin, at the epicenter of the establishment within the Republican Party, the established Republican Party, that was, I would argue, at a minimum, allowed for all this escalatory political violence to take place. I always have to ask the question, how much was Reince Priebus, at a minimum, allowing Steve Bannon to be persecuted and prosecuted? Because you got to remember, politically, they were competing for a chief of staff role at the early stages of the 2017.
And by the way, Ivan, just let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you and start over. This is critical intel. You came on February and said when they fail and when these cases get shut down, they're going to try to kill him. And it's not about saying you're right. People will listen to something that's like that. You've recently done interviews and videos that have gotten 50 to 100 million views. You have broken through to the maximum victory level. You send that to my crew. We'll repost it on X. Your interview with me, the clip, you did predict this with devastating accuracy. And we don't do that to say, oh, look, we're smart. We know the enemy battle plan. People better listen. I forgot you actually laid all this out in the threat escalation ladder and that the assassination was coming next on my show in February.
Yeah, luckily they missed. And you showed it as I was talking. The only reason why he's still alive today, by God's grace, as soon as the trigger was pulled, he leans forward and turns his head to the screen that he's referring to. Literally, he does that at the time from the when the trigger is pulled. After it's pulled, he moves forward slightly and then turns. And that is the only reason why it only grazed his ear. Otherwise, it could have been really close to his temple. I mean, it's I don't know what else to say on that note. Now, going back to political violence, you're starting to talk about it. We always advocate for peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical procedure in everything, due process, the constitutional order. They are now escalating to a point where before it was kind of hidden political violence, where they were devastating and physiologically destroying and mutilating people through the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab incident and all the jabs that were, you know, laced out to the entire country that were funded, obviously, by Mr. Fauci. So they slaughtered their political opponents through the forced illegal, like the DOD mandate. The law enforcement, so they castrated our law enforcement from critical thinkers as well as type A warriors, both in law enforcement and the military. So at a minimum, you had a law enforcement that was hesitant to go after threats, and probably more so, it was an inside job, like you're saying, because more and more evidence is starting to show that. One other thing I'll say is their political violence continues to escalate, and the attack pieces that came after me last week was trying to frame me as somebody that's, you know, the biggest villain in the history of humanity, short of Alex Jones and Donald Trump and others. But what I was able to do was to pivot the conversation from, hey, I'm not calling on it. I'm explaining to you in a reciprocal fashion that, hey, you already set the precedent because you are conducting this political violence, meaning you are doing live stream SWAT raids of Roger Stone. You are doing kidnappings of Roger Stone, of Steve Bannon, of Peter Navarro. You are, what else are they doing? They are doing, conducting armed robbery and burglary of Mike Lindell, of, you name the person, the January 6th.
You said this morning, Ivan, they are vigilante, so they're trying to shut us down 5 weeks ago without a court order. They are completely desperate because we're winning nonviolently like the way we're supposed to. But what do you do in military history? I know you know this. When your enemy moves out of the rules of war, moves out of chivalry and into full war, they are putting us into that position. And I want the enemy to understand, I've war gamed this out. If they push it into a hot war, they have no idea our people are everywhere. And once the gloves are off, they're off. The globalists need to know their position. You agree with me that they're in a very weak position. If they don't kill Trump, absolutely, they're in a better position. If they do, I've looked at the angles of this. They will be defeated, though it's going to be highly destructive.
Yeah, their legitimacy continues to go down as people see that January 6th was a setup, just like this potentially was a setup with the failed assassination attempt. The murder of Ashley Babbitt, the murder of Roseanne Boylan, you know, it just continues to escalate. It's becoming more transparent for the entire American public. And luckily, Elon Musk is actually showcasing all of this. And if he moves to the next level, which I suspect we're kind of like on short final, where I think Elon Musk is going to finally work with Schellenberger and Taibbi to release the mother of all, what I call the mother of all Twitter files.
No, that's right. I can tell you right now that Elon Musk, behind the scenes, Elon Musk is hardcore. He's like me or you. So yeah, Musk is going to go all in. You notice within minutes of them trying to kill Trump, he gave a full endorsement.
Yep. That was fantastic. So here's what I say. Early on, you mentioned, you know, those lower level folks that weren't really in on it, but observed some of this corruption and escalatory egregious behavior within the leadership of our government. I put out a tweet and I'm going to repeat this here, Alex. You folks that are listening in from the U.S. government, all branches and all departments, you have until September 3rd to come out as a whistleblower. Because if you don't, guess what? You are going to be treated similar as a co-conspirator to those that were involved in the treasonous activity over the last 10 years, starting with a legal spying operation on the Trump campaign. We will address you. We, America, will address you in the most peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical manner allowable under the law across all counties that are red, across all states that are red, and eventually, if we somehow miraculously are able to regain the White House, you will also be boxed in from the White House on down. We will sandwich you in a way that you will regret maximally that you didn't come out as a whistleblower.
September 3rd is the day after
Labor Day.
Let's be clear, Ivan. You're not a fake. You're the real deal. I'm the real deal. We're all real. We're not like all these lawyers and people that run the globalists that work through other people and have no idea how this is. We don't get up here and just say this stuff. I don't say things like to the enemy, you've lost, give up now without it being real. Okay. Well, you know, 20 years ago, I said we were losing. 10 years ago, we were losing. We've been winning the last 5 years. We are winning. The whole world's waking up. And I'm just telling the globalists and I'm telling their minions, you need to give up now, because here's the deal. We don't want to do the things you want to do to us. But if you bring us into that wheelhouse and you make us take the gloves off, I mean, I can tell you, if you could see spiritually and mathematically and militarily us, we're like a 800-foot giant savage creature, okay, with bristling with weapons, and you are like a bird shit on the ground, okay? So you need to understand, if you want war with us, you have no idea who you're messing with. Real men have restraint. Okay. Real men in the psychological operation of predators have governors. The meaner and more powerful a man is, the more sweet and loving he is, because he's not a psychotic. But if you push us into these realms, I want to assure the globalist, I want to assure all of you, none of you will ever escape your fate. And I agree with you, Ivan. We have to set a date for everybody to say which side they're on. Ivan, continue.
Yeah. The reason why it's September 3rd is because on September 3rd, it's the day after Labor Day. Everybody's back from summer vacation, whether you're in Congress or from vacation or recess. Number two, it's when we find out who the eventual nominee is going to be for the Democrats, because the week prior is going to be the DNC convention in Chicago. Once we have that set, I think the ball is in Elon Musk's court to go ahead and release that mother of all Twitter files to show America and the world all the raw evidence that proves all of the conspiracies from the COVID con with the Fauci files, from the illegal spying operation. Because you got to remember, John Brennan's got a Twitter account. Jim Comey's got a Twitter account. And all the people on that deep state target list, when you take all of their communications in the collective internal Slack channels at Twitter, emails from employees of Twitter with these governmental and former governmental actors. And then number three, their direct messages on Twitter. In the collective, as that's being curated and provided to the sheriffs at the county level and DAs, and we basically motivate those DAs and sheriffs to say, hey, look at what Alvin Bragg did with no evidence, and look at what Fannie Willis did with no evidence. Here is your evidence.
We will have the complete evidence of the, we will have the complete blueprint of their treason.
Absolutely. Full stop.
So let's war game now.
And then one more thing. So once that evidence is out there, Alex, then here's what the American public can do. They can then demand their state legislatures to exercise their Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 authorities to allocate their presidential and vice presidential electors. Meaning, imagine a time where live on C-SPAN, on InfoWars, on X, we show all 50 state capitals, legislative bodies, voting in person live, like we saw with the speaker vote in January of 23, where these state reps and state senators are voting for the nominee. If everybody votes by party, guess what? The Republican nominee garners 274 electoral votes, like right now. That circumvents all the illegals voting. That circumvents the digital fraud, the software fraud, the machine fraud, the foreign interference, all the different levels of retail, wholesale, and all the different analog and digital fraud mechanisms that are in place. The suck-up bucks. Everything is circumvented, and it is the state legislature live in person. Everybody gets to see it. And if they vote against the Republican nominee, then guess what? The community gets to deal with them, similar to how we did with Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney at a minimum. So I suspect they're going to have to vote for Trump for his
That's right. So you're laying out, now that he survived, it will happen. And that's a great idea that you and General Flynn and others like Colonel McGregor has been calling for an emergency snap election through the Electoral College. And you're absolutely right. But let's war game this. Let's go to break. Do 50 more minutes with me. And then we've got a bunch of other huge guests joining us. But let's go into the enemy mind now. You've laid out blueprints for victory peacefully. But let's talk about in war game what the enemy is going to do. We've got about a minute and a half to break, but give us a little prelude to what you think's going on with Mayorkas that obviously ran this attack and his higher ups. They are quiet. They are desperate. We're not hearing about Biden anymore. They are on their heels right now, but they're going to make decisions very soon. And I believe they're going to go all the way. And so how do we stop that?
They're losing the information, kind of like you said, information war. I suspect that what we haven't seen yet is the cyber shutdown. Okay? And the cyber shutdown is going to include...
Stay there. Ivan, we got to go to break. You're absolutely right. Exactly. Cut the power off. Say the Russians did it. That's what I said yesterday. That's the next move. Ivan Raiklin, Defense Intelligence, you name it, Green Beret, great patriot. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Everybody, share the links on X. Share the links at Infowars.com/show. You're the Paul Revere's.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear with everybody, okay? The globalists think they can tip the scale, they think they can cheat, but God runs the scales. And Trump turned his head at the millisecond the trigger was pulled, and that bullet did not hit him in the back of the head, the side of the head, it went through his ear and pierced it. Okay? And I've seen idiot leftists, the same ones that went down to Mexico during shooting events, and they would stick full cartridges with the bullet into the holes in the walls, thinking guns shoot whole cartridges. And I saw them all over the internet going, look, this is what the cartridge looks like. If this hit Trump, he'd have a bigger hole. They don't even know that that contains the powder with the cap, and it fires the projectile. This is how Schumer can't cook a hamburger, folks. He thinks raw meat with a piece of cheese on it's a hamburger. So they've got the power because they stole it, but they are incompetent scum. Ivan Raiklin, again, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, working directly with Flynn and Congress to spotlight the cockroaches. Let's talk. You got interrupted by the break. This is a short segment. We're coming back for one more segment. We joined some stations. But absolutely, everything's on the table. Tactical nuke, blow up Trump's airplane, poison Trump, shoot Trump. But I agree with you. Cyber attack, plan the Russians did it, cut off power on the East Coast or something. They're going to go for broke. But only getting ahead of it and telling the governors and legislatures all this and dialing up our understanding of the enemy's next moves will then stop them, or if they pull it, we'll see through that. That's why it's critical to say inside job, stand down, as the congressman said, as the experts have said. It's obviously that. It's the next move in the trajectory. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, so one other thing I wanted to question. People should be asking, how does this young man get up on that roof without assistance? Where's the ladder? I mean, I don't think he has a 10-foot vertical jump. It's, you know, most humans don't
have
that capability.
26 minutes, Ivan. 26 minutes on the roof, Ivan.
So how does he get onto the roof? Who assisted him? Why don't we backtrack everything? All video camera footage that has been collected by private citizens of that vicinity needs to basically put all that stuff out, and analysts will take a look at it, and we backtrack this individual, and then we scrutinize him to the maximum. I think at this point, we collectively, with social media platforms that allow us to communicate, such as X, we're able to then show what happened in a greater detail at the granular pixel level, more so than the corrupt organization.
And imagine, let me interrupt you. This is so key. All my videos, your videos, I've seen them taking yours down off Google, YouTube, and Meta, Facebook, and Instagram. They're pulling, but the only place we have is X. Where will we be right now without Elon?
Right. Absolutely. When you say tip the scales, literally it was, you know, we were battling, it was David and Goliath, but literally Elon Musk, when he purchased X, had he not purchased X, he wouldn't have been on our side because he wouldn't have seen the evidence. Now that he's purchased X and all these almost 24 Twitter files releases, he's seen what occurred. Now he's like, you know what? These conspiracy theorists known as Alex Jones are actually conspiracy oracles. It wasn't until he actually lifted the rug and looked at your situation with the logs that he saw that what you were saying was 100% accurate, and what the radical left-wing domestic terrorist organizations and their comms platforms, such as Criminal News Networks, was saying about you was absolutely false.
And by the way, he went back and read my history. He went back and read my history and said, I read your history. I interviewed him. He said, you never said anything of this stuff. He said, it's all a lie.
Yep. He's sitting on the biggest trove of evidence of every single conspiratorial, seditious conspiracy, treasonous act and communication by geotagged location of every single person that was involved.
And does he realize how much danger he's in? Does he realize how much danger he's in every day he doesn't release it?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Every day that he waits is basically a crescendo of, at this point, he needs to release it in order to be able to preserve, because once he releases it, it's really over. And I think that pressure of the threat is lifted, a lot of that. So that's a good point.
Yeah, he's putting a gun to his head. He's putting a gun to his head, not releasing it, Ivan.
I believe I agree with that assessment. Now he's
already
mentioned, he mentioned that he's been a target of an assassination attempt twice now, and so if he wants to increase his security posture, the biggest thing that he can do is expose those that are going after President Trump. Because now
anybody knows if you don't release the info you've got, they kill you. The power is to release it for his own safety. Plus, it's the right thing to do. We'll be right back. 6 seconds. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Let me read to you just some of the headlines on InfoWars. And in the information war, these are like 5,000-pound bombs, okay? So you need to get them, you need to share them. I'm not risking my life to lose this thing. I believe in you. I bet on you. Former Green Beret and Defense Intelligence Agency Ivan Raiklin joins Alex Jones live to discuss the ongoing deep state coup. Okay? The next headline. Must watch live. Top military security experts say attack on Trump was coordinated group effort, including top snipers, members of Congress. Maximum alert. Congressman and decorated sniper operations leader says Trump would-be assassin was aided from the inside. Watch the Alex Jones Show with special guest. Okay, and then I've got the clip of the congressman right there saying this needs maximum push, which has happened. I posted this 2 hours ago. It's got 2.8 million views. Off the sub boosting, it's got another 3 million views. I want maximum push on this right now. You've got all the power. It's not like I go, oh, please go put this out. You're important, and I'm patting you on the head like a five-year-old, and we're playing, you know, toy boys and arrows or squirt guns in the backyard. This is World War III. World Order coming in. You got the power. You're the Paul Revere's. It's you. It's like a V for Vendetta. Great movie. Inspector SV goes, why didn't you do this earlier? He says, I was waiting for one good senior person. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you, Inspector. This is not about Alex Jones. This is not about Donald Trump. It's about all of us. And Trump said, I'm not having World War III. Ukraine's not entering NATO. The day I'm elected, it's over. They went, that's it. Kill that son of a bitch. I saw, you know, a month before Tucker got fired, he was putting down the war and saying it's World War III and it's a fraud. And I called Tucker and I said, you'll be fired in 1 month. And then I went on air and said, he'll be fired within 1 month. He was fired 28 days later. Tucker called me up and he said, are you like Nostradamus? And I said, dude, it ain't psychic power. They do not allow this to happen. When Kennedy said, we're shipping 500,000 troops back, the first 100,000 were on ships, he was dead 1 month later in Dallas. So, this is different, though. This isn't 63 where they had, you know, three networks and, you know, only a few newspapers. They're not getting away with this. It's worse for them if they kill Trump. But they are so used to operating the way they want, they're going to try it. So, Ivan, let's move into that field house or to that roundhouse or into that area. And let's talk about what the deep state is going to do, wargaming their minds, how they operate. You talked about cyber attacks. Tactical nuke, massive false flag, war escalation. Obviously, Trump should have independent people he trusts go over every square inch of the airplane. He should not be putting large groups of people on the plane. They can have some idiot press person with a pound of plastic explosives in there blowing out the bulkhead. I mean, let me tell you, I expect to wake up in a week and Trump's plane's gone out and he's dead, okay? I mean, I don't – look, he's dead, okay? Unless God intervenes again, which will happen, and unless we spotlight the globalists and say we know it's you. Okay, and you're not going to get away with it. And so I'm not alarmist when I say this stuff. I mean it. I know it. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, speaking of the globalists and speaking of the people that fired Tucker Carlson, I would say that I'm in the middle of Racine, and we got Paul Ryan over here that's probably behind some of this stuff as far as the courses of action moving forward. We talked about him. We talked about him in February, and it'd be nice to maybe highlight that clip that we talked about just to stress to people that what Alex and I are talking about are absolutely, I mean, he gets it. He's been looking at the problem set in the information digital ecosystem for decades. I've been looking at it. So in the collective, when we say something is likely to happen or probable, it's because we have a lot of sources and context over the course of decades and individuals that are in the know to be able to kind of put our analysis together. So number one, what are they going to escalate with? Well, they already attempted a political assassination. And then a lot of people are saying, why did that guy miss, right? Or some way, shape, or form. The other thing is that the cyber attack, right? We're looking at probably a combination of continued escalation towards nuclear war as it relates to Ukraine, an escalation of trying to shut down Elon Musk. I mean, the easiest button for them is to do exactly what was done in the 1960s to JFK, RFK, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. And we basically saw that on Saturday, but I just don't know, like, they've already gone to the mat. So now it's up to us to stop them from going even further. I think the political will now, after those that were not awake are seeing what happened to President Trump on Saturday, I think we're at an inflection point massively. Now we have to take that and ride the momentum of people being woken up to then motivate them to go ahead and exposure is already done at this point. Now that we have Elon on our side, now it's about motivating that knowledge to basically put it in the hands of those with the proper discretionary authority to hold all these people to account to the max. And that's why I'm heading to the RNC convention right after this show. And then on Saturday, I'll be heading down to the Texas Sheriff's Association is doing an event next week, also Florida. And we'll be having folks down there, as well as I'll be in Texas with another guest that's been on here regularly, Doc Pete Chambers, where we try to explain that, hey, in light of the attempted political assassination, in light of all the lawfare that's going on at the county level, whether it's in Manhattan, at New York County, or in Fulton County, Georgia, you sheriffs work with your district's attorney and demand that Elon Musk release evidence related to all these seditious conspirators.
That's right.
As it applies to their specific county, so that those county law enforcement entities can action those targets. When I say action,
and,
I'm talking about due process, lawful due process.
It's time for maximum mobilization. So let's just state the facts again here clearly. There is a deep state that has followed this continuum of escalation against Trump, the lawfare, the impeachments, the Russiagate, the attacks on his family, the criminal indictments, the fake conviction. And now, as the Supreme Court put all that off after the election, now that the Jack Smith thing got shot down that I said 2 weeks ago would be done, the Supreme Court said it's unlawful. Now it's your job to kill it because he wasn't appointed by Congress. Just like the Jan 6 committee, they knew and said, that's it. And so, you know, they had one shooter lined up. They had more shooters lined up. Just like with Kennedy, they wanted to get him in Miami. I interviewed before he died. The guy that Mission Impossible is named after, E. Howard Hunt. And they were going to kill him in Miami. They were going to kill him in Chicago. But even the military and people got cold feet. So they sent in a bunch of private assassins and people in Dallas, and Texas is the reason the president's dead. So that's what's happening here. And so the only thing now, they tried to kill the king and missed. Everything's turned against them. They know they're completely defeated. Is now the only move they have is false flag attacks to blame Trump supporters. We do not want any violence against Democrats. I would not be surprised if I wake up tomorrow and a truck full of pure grade plastic explosives blows the White House off the map. And they're going to be on the news saying Green Berets mad at what happened to Trump, stole a truck at this military base and rolled it in. I can go down the line. They're so desperate, they may do a tactical nuke. But the people working for them now are getting cold feet and refusing to go operational. Okay, and so they're figuring out, oh, God, we're going to lose. Exactly. Do not follow your orders. Do not be part of this. This is America taking back control of our country. But understand that we are now in the sector of anything goes. anything is on the table because this is the hijackers.
Yep, exactly.
The control of our country.
Everything is on the table for them.
Keep going.
No, I was just going to agree with you.
Ivan, go ahead.
Everything is on the table for them and nothing is off the table because they've already gone to the max. So they're in a survival mode. It's an existential threat. The truth is an existential threat to their existence. And because Elon Musk allows us to amplify it to the masses, to include those in the institutions that would be charged with implementing the things that they're conjuring up in those institutions, that's nothing is off the table. That's why we have to communicate to those that are not directly complicit in this, that are in a position to not implement what these scum want to implement. And that's why I say by September 3rd, if you're not out publicly exposing all of this, this includes Elon Musk, we have to treat these people as being complicit and they have to be addressed at the county and state level, whether it's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton or the Attorney General in Kansas, Chris Kobach, who's going after Big Pharma. I see an escalation of accountability as we move forward with or without an election and with or without a President Trump.
That's right. I mean, they're not going to stop now, and they're going to bring in a total tyranny if they win, and that's not going to even work. But I want to bring up a point here. I don't bring this up to write myself in the story. This happened almost 6 weeks ago. Judge Lopez, appointed by Trump, top of his class, very good judge, very fair, didn't do any favors, but he shut them down 4 times in the last 6 weeks, trying to shut us down outside of law. No one's ever seen this. The Justice Department, for those that don't know, is involved in bankruptcies they want to be. They came in and they told the U.S. trustee that the judge just randomly appointed because it's in a wheel, and the CRO, they admitted this to my security and to my lawyers. We were ordered by the Justice Department, and they didn't admit it for a few weeks. We're not bad. Don't attack us. We were told, get him off the air now. He's a security threat. They said, he said it on the stand. The CRO said, well, he's got guns. And the judge went, what do you mean he has guns? I have no criminal record. Well, we have guns in the office. So they literally tried to shut us down with a court order. And I knew that was about us. So that's an example of a federal judge blocking them. They thought he would roll over, and the desperation of vigilantism in the Justice Department, who sent emails saying, you will not support Alex Jones. He will not have this bankruptcy. He will be shut down. So they're so desperate that they're given orders to go close our building with armed men, and the armed men say, no, there's no court order. That's not about me. I knew that was a direct desperation move ahead of killing Trump. And because they know this broadcast with our guests and experts always gives the full picture, and it's a blessing of God we're still here. So we're barely here, folks, and they wanted us off the air for this. And I want the Laura Logan clips, guys. It was the Laura Logan interview 5 weeks ago, 2 days into this. And I said this on air over and over and over again. This isn't about me. They're planning to kill Trump. It's so obvious. In a coup by a criminal outside group, they take out the communication systems of the people. So the first thing you do is you come in, you take out the leadership, you take out communication systems, you seize control of the banks, you seize control of the electricity system and the food production. What are they doing? They're seizing all of that right now, trying to secure their communist takeover of America. Ivan Raiklin.
No, absolutely. You nailed it. So, I mean, I think we've addressed everything at this point, to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to really add much to the conversation other than to say the following statement. I like to remind people that a famous founding father, I believe it was, said, when the people fear the government, as we saw during the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, that's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, as they do right now, because we are escalating against them, that is called liberty. So luckily, again, Elon Musk, we got leaders like Alex Jones and many others, Joe Rogan, you mentioned, are now finally jumping on board the liberty train. And that is why the government fears us. And we just need to continue to escalate so that they are put in their place.
I totally agree. So in closing, I mean, other people find you. We'll repost everything you put up. It's all deadly on target. You've always reached millions. And since you've gone public the last 6 years, but you're really reaching 50, 100 million a month now. Congratulations, Ivan. We love you. And you're a great person, a great friend in this fight. In closing, in the enemy mind right now.
You're a mentor in this fight. You're a general in this fight. So I need to compliment you as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want to say more people should be like you and join what we're doing because it's the only way forward. It's the only sane way. But in closing, getting in the enemy mind, I sense and see that they are very disjointed. They are very confused right now. They haven't made decisions because they're so quiet. They're off balance right now, but I believe very soon they're going to make decisions. And so what do you think? You agree with that, A? And then B, what do you think of the spectrum of attacks they've got? We've already mentioned some of them, but what do you think the time frame is when they're going to strike back? And why haven't we heard about Biden's replacement now? That went totally quiet.
Mm-hmm. No, fantastic questions. I think the next phase of this kind of the calendar year is for us to focus, now that Donald Trump's the nominee and he's picked his VP pick, is to go ahead and start to scrutinize what they're going to be doing at the DNC convention. Are they going to put up Michelle? Are they put Gavin Newsom? Are they going to put up Barry Hussein? National File broke a story a couple weeks ago that may put him as a VP pick. And they're going to try to advocate for Barry Hussein as the VP pick for either a Kamala or for a Biden. So we have to kind of monitor that and start to debunk all of those things and showcase that they're doing this out of desperation. Meanwhile, all four of those four or five individuals that I mentioned need to be scrutinized and showcased. And guess what? They all have Twitter accounts, and Elon Musk has dirt on all of them.
Well, I've been around 50 years, and on a scale of 1 to 10, the most crazy crises I've ever been in was when my son could have died when he was born. He was in ICU for 5 days, and I had a feeling maybe 10% of this right now, and I'm not trying to belittle my son. That was the worst feeling of my life. When they tried to raid us and shut us down outside of orders and a court order, I knew that was the gates being attacked. It wasn't about me. I was just a sentry. Now the feeling I have compared to 5 weeks ago is 10 times that. I mean, I have never had like a lightning rod up my ass like I've got right now. And it's not just intellectual, folks. You got to go with your gut. I want people to understand this is history. This is maximum danger. And the danger is not fighting them and exposing them. The danger is not understanding the moment of history we're in. This is an attempt to fully secure the globalist takeover of America. America is under attack. The Republic is under attack by globalist forces. Do not be violent. This is an information war. But you, all of you, have got to do what we see with these congressmen and others. If Trump comes out and says this is deep state and says he wants a criminal investigation, they're so scared of him doing that, it's over. They will lose their power. Everybody already knows this. Trump has to full frontal assault all the truth now. I mean, I saw this RFK video that leaked, and he's like, yeah, it was like a big mosquito on my ear. And, man, I tell you, I sure hope the Secret Service, aren't idiots. He's so damn nice behind the scenes. And that's why they hate him, because he just wants prosperity. And, it's just we've got to understand the moment of history we're in. What would you advise Trump to do, and what do you think the enemy's next moves could be?
So I think at this point, President Trump is at his peak legitimacy in his entire last three presidential runs. And I think he needs to leverage that to go 100%. Maximum against his enemies. Like the whole country's behind him. And so I think he needs to coordinate at a national level this push for exposure. I mean, if I were to recommend one easy thing for him to do, give Elon Musk a call and say, hey, man, you're sitting on evidence. Why don't you go ahead or call Ken Paxton, call some of these AGs and say, hey, subpoena, or
have
call Jim
it.
Jordan.
That way it's off, Musk back. That way,
from Elon.
I totally agree. Because Musk always says he'll respond to the law. That takes it off Musk back. We have Ken Paxton get it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So he should just go ahead and call Speaker Mike Johnson for Mike Johnson to talk to Jim Jordan, Jim Comer, as well as Barry Loudermilk, the key three committees that will expose the January 6th insurrection with Loudermilk, the entire weaponization of the DOJ in the form of Jim Jordan, and then the entire national security apparatus in the White House in the form of Chairman Jim Comer of the Oversight Committee. Those three individuals can then go ahead and subpoena Elon Musk's records related to all those people that have been exposed from the deep state over the course of the last year and a half investigations of this Congress, the 118th Congress, to include Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, the Biden criminal syndicate, Ali Mayorkas, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, all of them. And it would be nice to see Rep. Annapolina Luna next week reintroduce her bill of inherent contempt, not only against Mr. Garland, but also all those that I just mentioned. And it would be nice for Speaker Johnson to go ahead and order his sergeant at arms to go ahead and do exactly what they did to Roger Stone via the sergeant at arms as they knock on all of their doors.
Ivan, you hit the key 2 minutes ago. But you said Trump's got more political gravitas than he had in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. No, he's got 10 times, 20 times, hell, 100 times right now. That's why he's so powerful. That's why they're so scared. And he doesn't have a dictatorial attitude. He is really a nice person and very real. So I don't think he even realizes that we're not in the normal wheelhouse here and that basically the American people will do anything he says at this point. And I'm not someone that savors authoritarian moves, but we're already in an authoritarian attack. And so we're in World War II, folks. This is going down. And I agree. We need the governors to come out, the legislatures. We need very aggressive legal action. We need all the information released, and we need people on the streets peacefully, you know, saying we know what really happened and it's happening. Thank God all these congressmen and people are coming out and saying, no, it was an inside job. It was a setup. It was. This is an epic moment, and I'm so blessed to be here with all these viewers and listeners. I just asked them to promote the link at Real Alex Jones on X. And I just asked the crew to repost our interview or the clip from a month ago. And I wish I had a bigger crew. They've cut us down to almost nothing, but they're working 18 hours a day of you predicting this in the threat escalation ladder in February, because that has power with the public when they see us call it. So thank you so much, Ivan Rankin. Again, how do people find you?
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Anytime.
How do people find you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm on X, of course, Ivan Rankin. I'm also on the free speech platforms Rumble. Just type in my last name, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. Make sure that you only go to the verified accounts. And that's not me direct messaging you guys from Facebook or any of these other commie platforms. That's somebody
else.
Yeah,
they play lots of games. They all spoof us. Last thing. You talk to the military community. You talk to Flynn a lot. You work with him. And I'm trying to get Flynn on. What is the sense of our veterans?
So the sense of our veterans is that they've been betrayed now that they realize that they were forced into consuming a clot shot. You know, the myocarditis making Pfizer fail or J&J jab or the Moderna mutilation. Now that they realize that they were induced into accepting a product that was unsafe, ineffective, at the same time, unlawfully mandated, they are now, I think, psychologically in a position of moral harm. And they want consequences for those leadership positions known as failureship in the DOD to be held to account. And I would suspect that at this point, because of the free information flow, we're looking at 75 to 90% of the military now regrets taking the jab and are infuriated that they were duped into accepting this unsafe product. And now they want accountability. So we're at a
great
tenuous
point.
Time.
We're a tenuous time. Ivan Rankin, thank you so much.
Yep. Total tenuous time.
And Ivan, I have one more request of you. You're a security expert, and we're not getting any of this out of the media, and they cut our funds off to even go to Milwaukee. You're about to be there. Will you join us again tomorrow or tonight? And will you go and look where the perimeters are and make sure, you know, and give us your assessment of truck bombs and things and to make sure, because they put the Antifa protest zone right up by the entrance and all this is real. It looks really bad when I've been able to gather. Will you, with your expert as a Green Beret, go assess the situation of security for us?
I would rather not disclose that publicly to give an opportunity for the threat to do anything to the convention as well as the president. So I can give
okay,
you
but,
my
but, yes. But will you tell me? You'll tell me so we can tell Trump.
Yeah, I'll give an assessment, just general assessment to see if it's adequate or not. Yep.
Yeah, because Mayorkas is in control. So
yeah, Mayorkas controls the Secret Service through the DHS, and we have to have an outside kind of view of what's going on. Absolutely. I'll take a look.
All right, well, we got direct line to Trump and to Vance, so we need to let them know, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Alex.
All right, thank you. God bless. Be safe. I'll probably just get on an airplane and go to Milwaukee. In fact, I'm coming. Okay, I have no security, no money.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we are in such grave times that I'm not going to waste our time here with a long plug. But damn it, in Gladiator, he chops up five guys or four guys and says, "Are you not entertained?" I'm not saying, "Are you not entertained?" Are you not backing us? I'm not bitching at people. It's a long story, but the court-appointed guy the judge fired was an operative of the Justice Department. That's overwhelmingly evident. He cut all the money off. He cut all the funds off. He cut all the ordering of product off. So I go to the website. Almost all the supplements are sold out, and we run out in 1 month. we're going to have to get some sponsors in here and sell a bunch of t-shirts to be able to stay on the air. The judge blocked them shutting us down. That's why the enemy for 3 weeks has been radio silent about me. They usually attack me in 100 articles a day because they got a judge that wouldn't follow their orders, just like the one in Florida just killed the case on Trump. The tide is massively turning. Army intel officer, great patriot, Scott Bennett, said when he got here an hour ago, he's almost 30 minutes, 35 minutes after Daniel Esselin leaves, he said, look, it's like the tide's not just turned. All this wind has blown out all the smoke. And now you can see clearly what's going on here. So it's simple. If you support what we're doing, it's a no-brainer. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get water filters, storable food, because that's from a third-party vendor. It is great, great prices, best products out there. And they have basically have unlimited supply because they drop ship. InfoWars Storehouse is almost out, and we'll have no money, and I'm going to try to get a bunch of sponsors in here to pay the bills, okay? I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we're at a critical juncture. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to get the new T-shirt, bulletproof shirt. We're going to a new version going up, too. It's being printed right now. That's going to just say never surrender, the same shirt, but never surrender. Like I'm told it's already up. I said yesterday put it up, and it's being printed, so I want the never surrender shirt up there for sale right now, too. And I need you to go and get the damn shirt. Okay, I'm not bitching at you. I just need funds in the war. I won't back down. I can't be bought. I can't be pushed around. But if I don't have you funding me, you are the link of strength, and you're the weak link if you decide not to be the link. I'm in your hands, folks. I'm fully committed to death. I can't stop. It's impossible to buy me. Nobody can threaten me. Nobody can stop me. Okay, only God. Okay, there's not even a discussion about me ever backing down. That's not who I am. I don't know how to do it. It isn't even a discussion. I have absolutely no fear except failure. I have absolutely no concern about my life. I know my children have nuclear war in their future. They're all dead anyways. We don't stop this. I am 100% committed. But I need you to be 100% committed to fund this war. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. But that has great products. He's separate from InfoWars. He's our major backer for whatever we got to do into the future. So I'm asking you to come to the aid of your country and the world right now. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there. They're great products. Get a bunch of them. And I think all you that have kept us in this position, but I need you to be in attack formation right now, folks, and it takes money to win wars. The women working in the factories in World War II were just as important as the men at Normandy and the, you know, men, you know, going ashore in the Pacific Ocean on those islands like Guadalcanal. If it wasn't for the women running the tractors and running the factories and making the weapons, we couldn't have gone and done it. You are just as important as me risking my life right now. Let me tell you, your life's in danger, and you damn well know it. So I want maximum support right now at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Now, a little bit in the next hour, I'll take some time. I may just cancel the fourth hour and kick that guest off. They're all great. They understand that's part of doing the fourth hour that I do that. We're going to roll in the fourth hour with Scott Bennett and do the third hour with him. But I need at least 30, 40 minutes with Daniel Esselin here. We'll go to Scott Bennett at 10 after next hour, then go at least 30 minutes to the next hour after that. So we have over an hour and a half with Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer and a really smart guy. And he's got a big battle plan written down here on what the enemy is going to do. So we're wargaming this side of the bench right now. And because of God, Trump turned his head at the exact second they squeezed the trigger. And I've done that before. And I'm shooting a deer at 400 yards away or an elk at 800 yards away. And I'm a great shot. I'm a great shot. I had to relax, how to pull back, elevate. I got it right there, and I squeeze, and right at the moment I squeeze, he moves, and I miss. And that's what happened with Trump, and now they literally, with like stormtroopers entering the base, tried to shut us down 5 weeks ago, and I said, I'm calling the police, you can't do this, and there's no court order. But it was all just bluff. These people are out of gas. Now, Daniel Esselin has incredible contacts around the world, and he's kind of said this last time he was on, but he doesn't make a big deal about it, but he's cooked into global intelligence agencies. And he was the big Bilderberg insider. I've known him 20 years. He's in my seminal film Endgame. And he predicted, and we should get that clip and put it out because people pay attention to that. Talk about, oh, look, we were right. It's like this guy, he said a month ago on the show, he said, they're going to try to kill Trump. It's imminent because they want World War III and they know if we get control, they're done. He called it. He nailed it. He said it. And he's here with us now to tell us what's coming next and his important analysis and advice. He's a best-selling author and a good friend of mine. He's really helped us behind the scenes with amazing intel and connections to the highest levels in government around the world. So Daniel doesn't toot his horn, but now it's time for people to know Daniel Esselin's a heavy hitter. Daniel, thank you so much.
Alex, thanks for having me. It's the right time to stand up and be counted. I want to go back for a little bit,
And before I actually talk about what happened in Pennsylvania and also the aftermath for that, because there are some very interesting things from a marketing perspective, which we need to analyze. I mean, you're selling a shirt, but that shirt represents a marketing shift, which we haven't seen, I think, ever in the history of the United States. We'll get to that later. But what we're seeing right now, Alex, from a higher vantage point, is that the U.S. elections represented a shift in power from a faction in the United States establishment committed to maintaining a global empire to a faction intent on ensuring a robust, more self-sufficient United States of America. And if anything, this will accelerate the shift from this unipolar to a multipolar world. And the question before us is whether the United States administration can re-engineer the federal budget to a positive return on investment. If it does not succeed, again, if it does not succeed, we're entering a long, harsh financial squeeze. Worse, if tinkering with the U.S. Constitution occurs and or prioritization takes over, I think we're looking at some serious trouble ahead. And so the arrival of Donald Trump, okay, I think right now it's a foregone conclusion that he'll win the elections, unless he's killed. So the arrival of Donald Trump will inevitably sink the CIA, one of the key players within the deep state power structures, into a serious crisis because Trump, again, is going to submit the agency to a mandatory reform. And I think the inevitability of this is dictated not so much by the fact that reforms have long been absolutely unavoidable, but rather because there's the serious ideological conflict in the relationship between Donald Trump and the CIA / the deep state. And Trump has promised to focus on the profound reform of the entire intelligence apparatus itself. Not only the CIA, but also the FBI, also the NSA. What would that mean? It would mean the firing or early retirement of thousands of agents and bureaucrats that have been involved in covert operations the world over, who know where the bodies are buried. And so we should expect an unprecedented number of high-profile leaks and this all-out war between the President of the United States and the CIA in the face of the deep state. And again, at stake is the survival of the agency. And so to survive, Alex, both ideologically and physically, Donald Trump will have to subjugate the CIA to his interests. He has no choice. I mean, I talked about this back in 2016 in my book, In the Shadows of the Presidency. He needed to subjugate the CIA. He didn't do that. We know what happened. He needed to impose new rules of the game or otherwise live with the real consequences and possibility of an enemy or potential saboteur in his backyard. We've seen this in 2016.
Hey, Daniel, let me just interrupt you. Let me interrupt you briefly. You'll continue. You're dead on. But you said something so huge, so paramount, so important. The globalists are on a wartime economy. They've decided to have endless war. They said that's their new, the EU has said that's their new financial policy. It's a 30-year war with Russia, which will immediately escalate to full war. It's insane. It's megalomania behavior. It's like Hitler and Barbarossa attacking, Russia because he was losing against England and losing in North Africa. It's just the tyrant's move and total financial collapse if we don't reorganize and then reboost the dollar and make deals with Russia and China and stop all this. That's the only way for global stabilization. And those groups know how much danger there is. They're ready to make deals. They'll make a deal with someone that actually makes a deal. As Putin has said 100 times, 1,000 times. He goes, we make deals. They break them. Donald Trump makes deals. He follows them. We want to make deals. We don't want nuclear war. We don't want global domination. Russia's the biggest country in the world. We can't even get all our resources. And so you hit it. For people serving this clique of lawyers and New World Order scum, this is total financial collapse and civil war and nuclear war. Everyone should be for Trump. Please continue.
Well, it's a very interesting point you just made. Again, going back to what you said. Now, the question is, what are we looking at right now? Are we looking at civil war in America or are we looking at the global war? Because, again, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the actual numbers themselves, okay, how much the United States owes or the people who run the government, okay, I think the key question is, should we expect another assassination attempt? I think to answer this question, we need to understand whose interests the United States Democratic Party represents and why Donald Trump is so dangerous for the certain part of the globalists whose visible members, we know who they are, the Bidens, the Newlands, the Soroses, the Clintons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the symbiosis of the intelligence agencies and Western officials, they have their own interests, but only within this framework of their compliance with the goal of the global financial liberal banking financier cartel, the Satanists. And Trump advocates, for the abolition of the CIA, abolition of the FBI, for the abolition of NSA, as an instrument of this financial international policy. And needless to say, they're not going to forgive him for it. Okay, it's a game for keeps. It's win or die. Okay, Trump is now opposed by those who are ready to sacrifice the United States as a nation state for their own survival. Again, you and I have talked about this many times before. You have two models. You have the global financiers who are willing to destroy the United States to survive themselves, and Donald Trump. What does Make America Great Again mean? It means the survival of the United States at the expense of this global liberal banking financiers. And this is exactly what Trump and this part of the globalist establishment wing behind him are trying to avoid, the destruction of the United States. But the people who own the world money, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they're globalists. They're not American citizens. You and I have talked about this before. They may have American passport. That's only because that's where the money is. They're globalists, and they're willing to destroy the United States. Now, why? A lot of people don't understand. Why would someone like David Rockefeller, who allegedly makes all his money in America, would want to destroy the United States? Because they already own almost everything on the planet Earth that interests them. And this what they own, no longer brings them an increase in their wealth. It only increases the cost because there's nowhere else to expand. Because we've reached the limits to growth within a current economic model, which is Bretton Woods. You cannot expand infinitely on a planet Earth. There's a limit to the space. And so
let me just add this. And you're right. You're right, Daniel. They're also threatened by a potentially free America that is a benchmark and example of the world when they want globalist tyranny worldwide. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you see, the growth of wealth came at the expense of growing debt. And so this global government debt has exceeded $100 trillion, of which the United States shares $37.5 trillion, or 35.6% of the global economy. And over the past year, the U.S. national debt grew by 6%. So something needs to be done about the debt, okay? This debt cannot be redeemed. It can only be written off. So how do you write off the trillions of dollars in debt? You can only do it through World War III, okay? And for it to become World War III, to write off the debt, you know, through force majeure, the responsibilities, or you need the extraterrestrials to come down on planet Earth, you know, a meteorite to destroy half of the planet Earth. You need World War III. But before you get to World War III, you're necessary to go to a civil war in the United States and split the country in two, if necessary, in three and four. And so the bankers, Alex, are willing to accept this. And the new reality is a new currency, but control over its creation will remain the same. And so it's unacceptable for the owners of the Federal Reserve to maintain this old debt and continue to increase it, running with the problem of preserving American statehood. And so Donald Trump and his supporters, who dream, again, of making America great again at the expense of these global financiers, are pushing the bankers towards bankruptcy and also the loss of control of the global financial system. And so when choosing between the United States and money, needless to say, the bankers choose money. Namely, control over the sphere of money, circulation, and the rules of their functionality. And so in this situation, okay, Ukraine, it's a wild card. It's an underdeveloped territory, okay, where it's possible to maintain dollar expansion and gain time. But Trump doesn't want that. He wants to end the seizure of Ukraine. Not because he's pro-Putin, he's pro-Russia, okay, he's pro-United States. And so what he's saying, the money we're going to get back to the United States. Make America great again at the expense of everybody else. Bring all the businesses back
to
China and everywhere else.
The globalists are using Ukraine to suck our money out and prop themselves up. And so you mentioned 5 minutes ago, I want you to elaborate. Their clear only move is to try to assassinate Trump now. They're so desperate. Can you speak to that?
Well, again, the thing is that, you know, the ideas that they have is very simple to explain. With the help of the war, you can invest in the military industrial complex and you can make money. But the problem is the money you're making is only temporary at best. And so the military sector has growth limits. And once that growth limit is exhausted, you're going to have a swift decline, or you have a global thermonuclear war. Okay, so what does it mean? It means that death for the debt-laden United States economy. It means the death of the global function of the U.S. dollar. And so for the global financiers, the dollar, again, is only a temporary tool for maintaining global power. And they will have no problems exchanging the dollar for another currency. And they will have no problems at all sacrificing the United States to achieve this goal. And this is why objectively, Trump is running a very high risk of being killed. They have no trouble trying it again. They may not succeed. I don't think they will, but they're going to try again. They may be a further again attempt on his life before the elections, during the elections, post-elections. Because again, President Kennedy, why was he killed? He was killed for the desire to overcome the Cuban Missile Crisis, withdraw troops from Vietnam by reaching an agreement with the Soviet Union. And Trump wants to do something very similar. Okay? He wants to get rid of Ukraine and make a deal with Russia. And by doing this, Alex, he aggravated the crisis with his global financiers and deprives it of the time they need to transform the world in its favor. In other words, Trump is objectively hindering the transformation of the power of global bankers, condemning them to certain death. And again, please understand, when we're talking about the global financiers versus the national capital of the United States, it's a winner-take-all fight for the life and death. And therefore, Trump's life will always be in danger, will always hang in the balance, no matter what position he holds in the United States. Because the global bankers, they do not need Trump alive.
Daniel, how do we counter the globalists and let them know that we know they're behind it so they don't try to kill Trump? What should Trump's
move be? Well, there's an interesting project. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anyone really talk about it in the United States. Okay. But there's an interesting project. I think the way to explain it, why they're doing what they're doing. Okay. Is this project called Project 2025. Okay. Which is a 900-page strategy for deep reform in the United States put forward by a conservative heritage foundation. And it was this project that Joe Biden frightened the bejesus out of his voters the day before the shooting in Pennsylvania. Now, is this really such a scary project? Well, you see, the goal of Project 2025 is declared to be nothing less than deconstruction of the administrative state in the United States. In other words, the same deep state that entangled Donald Trump in his first term, which is now clear, again, allowed, if not directly, organized the shooting on July 13th, What they're proposing with Project 2025 is the dismantling of the deep state. And this time, the authors of the strategy decided not to repeat the mistakes from 2016. In other words, they intend to begin restructuring the United States from the first day, from the first minute Trump returns to the Oval Office. And for this purpose, okay, Trump must be allowed, and again, if you read the report, an army of proven, trained, and prepared conservatives in order to then place the right people in the right places. In other words, this is not quiet or loud purge of the ranks of all the levels of the American government. This strategy absolutely is the purge as they had back in the Soviet Union. It doesn't mean they're going to kill them, but they're going to get rid of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of these bureaucrats.
Get rid of them.
Of course, Trump said he doesn't know anything about the project. But here I think Trump is being disingenuous, because if you look, for example, the project director of the Heritage Foundation, Paul Dantz, well, he's a former chief of staff of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. Okay? So what we're looking at, again, you're looking at a project designed to dismantle, destroy the deep state, destroy the Federal Reserve, destroy the CIA.
And that's why they're so scared.
They're absolutely scared. And then again, if you look at what happened on the 13th of July, okay, and the mainstream media, I mean, you can't make this up, okay? You read the articles they're talking about. Is Trump an actor? Is this a political beast? Is he a hero? And so there have been a lot of articles written in the American media, Political, Newsweek, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN talking about this, you know, incessantly. Trump's behavior under bullets changed his value, and maybe the way future presidential campaigns are run. And this is something I want to talk about. So amongst the tons of analytics about the assassination attempt on Trump, okay, dumped on the reader by the American media, a large place is occupied by the discussion of the behavior of a former and most likely future president of the United States in the first minutes after the shots were fired. So mainstream media is writing about this, some with envy, some with genuine horror, because basically what they're saying, that the door to the White House, Okay? The door to the White House was opened for Trump, not even by the shots themselves, by the way he reacted to them. In other words, largely spontaneous, instinctive, but extremely effective, coupled with the skill of the photographers. For example, the New York Times, they devoted an entire article to analyzing the photographs that were seen around the world with Trump.
Well, that's right. We just saw the real Trump. I know professional golfers that are like world famous. They've talked about it. And they say Trump, when he's playing normal people, is like, okay. When he plays the Tiger Woods, he becomes like a professional and can, even if they don't pay attention, beat them. Literally, he only comes in a clutch. And we saw Trump savoring it at the moment. We saw the real Trump, and people went, whoa, when they saw that.
Because, Alex, if you analyze the dynamics of the plot, the bloody face, the position of his fist, and, of course, you cannot avoid analogies, and among which is not only the raising of the flag over Iwo Jima, but also Freedom on the Barricades by Painter Delacroix. And so the power of photographs, if you really think about it, lies not so much in what they show, but in what is conveyed through images. And Trump seems to understand that better than any other politician in our time. These are my words. These are the words of the New York Times. And so in the midst of this mortal danger, because his life was in danger, he was like inches away from being killed. Okay? Trump in that instant had the presence of mind about what he will look like. A historical image, there's no more history. There's only an eternal presence of content that Donald Trump understands. Even amongst the shots being fired themselves. And so Trump's reaction on stage, writes Bloomberg, it was not an accident, but the behavior of a political beast. It's a very savvy impulse, Alex, that has already led to a huge number of consequences, from increased approval rating of Trump's candidacy among independent voters to the strengthening of the Bitcoin itself. It was a kind of a flash of horror that turned into this purely Trumpian spectacle. And so these images of a defiant Trump with blood on his face.
And that photo of him when they're all on top of him, and he's like praying.
They are better advertising than any money can buy. And so the very moment the bullet, the second, the microsecond that the bullet grazed Trump's ear, Trump already knew exactly where a group of photographers were near the stage. Somehow in this chaos of this brush with death, Trump stood up and shook his fist, essentially telling Secret Service agents to stop doing their job so that he, Donald Trump, a political animal, to do his job, and created this character for the ages. And Trump has always had this knack for turning moments of complete vulnerability into a complete show of force. How can we forget Trump's equally famous?
And he makes world leaders admire him. Like the little off camera shot where he says Xi Jinping is really a tough, fierce guy, makes Xi Jinping admire him. And Trump didn't even know they were taping that. It's just, he just magically knows the force is with him. So now they're super scared. They were already horrified by Trump.
Alex. Yeah, you can't teach this. This is something you can learn. Look, if somebody shoots at you, look left or right, go down on my knee. You don't learn this. Okay? Trump instinctively understands the meaning of a visual image. And some compare him to Hitler, others to Mussolini. Well, others recall how the first color television in the entire New York neighborhood, in the Trump house, taught him that image dominates everything else. And I want to remind you what Nietzsche
said. Stay there, Daniel. Daniel, we got to go to break. Stay there. A few more minutes with you. Scott Bennett's coming in, Army Intel Officer. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead, folks. You are the Paul Revere's.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Imagine, or Darth Vader walks in to Governor Tarkin and says, he is here. Obi-Wan Kenobi, surely he must be dead. And, of course, then they learn that he's there, and he goes, this is true. He must not be allowed to escape. Darth Vader says, escape is not his plan. I must face him alone. But to the New World Order, Darth Vader is Trump. I mean, they are crapping their britches. And everybody's celebrating and feels all this good stuff. The New World Order ain't going to give up. Daniel Esslin, continuing on, you got cut off by the break. This is just epic history. This is truth stranger than fiction. This is just an incredible time to be alive. What would you advise Trump to do right now? What are the blind spots? They're going to try to kill him again. What happens if they do kill him?
I think the general strategy needs to be understood. I don't know what the strategy is, but this is how I see the game being played out. I see two scenarios. If you're the deep state, and so Trump has to react to that. Delaying the start of the Civil War or moving it forward as quickly as possible. And I think that the scenario of delaying the Civil War will win out. And this will be a bad situation for the United States. The deep state, as you said, is now in a panic mode. And so this is a political panic because they lose the elections, you know? And everybody's saying, God is on our side. That was God who saved Trump. And okay, this clamor is right. And this is very important. Maybe Europeans don't understand this. But for the Protestant ethic in the United States, God is on our side is very important. And this is how I see the events playing out. Trump wins the election, and you have this enormous pressure being put on him as the winner, you know, to be generous and forgive everyone for their past sins. If I were the deep state, I would make very big concessions, okay, on the main thing, which is one of the key policy decisions for Trump, a reindustrialization of the United States and the weakening of the U.S. ties with international organizations. Okay, but for this, the deep state must change its ideology. And it's quite possible that, again, these steps will lead to a political crisis in California and some other southern states. Okay, there's already talk about the collapse of the United States. And this is another possible scenario for civil war that the people with Trump, Trump's cabinet, Trump decision makers, they need to understand. I repeat, a civil war, Alex, is a positive outcome for the United States, and it is extremely necessary for the United States if it wants to move forward. Why do I say this? Because the country needs, actually it must solve its internal contradictions before it can heal itself. I'm not saying I want death to America. I'm not saying I want Americans killing themselves. But what I'm saying is America right now, okay, is metastasis. You have cancer. For the body to rid itself of the cancer, you need to go in and cut. The only way that these two extremes, because the America is today, okay, two societies who hate each other, the only way that this can be solved and resolved is an armed conflict. That is the only way. Now, this happened back in 2020 when the elections were stolen. Then the United States would have come out at the end of 2021, maybe beginning of 2022, okay, much saner, much better, much healthier, still the world's leader, and all the things we're seeing globally right now would have been avoided. It didn't do it. That was a lost opportunity, okay? Now, I want to remind you of something else. Immediately after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the Democrats, they began accusing Trump of organizing this PR campaign and staging the event. But the very fact that among Trump supporters, one Italian-American was killed, you know, defending his family or protecting his family from them being killed, and two other people were seriously injured, shows that this
is Corey Comportator, I believe is how you say his name. Yeah. No. These are real. You can't fake something like
this
that.
This full-fledged assassination attempt, an attempt to assassinate a former U.S. president and current U.S. presidential candidate. And when you ask the banal question again, who benefits? You come to the same conclusion. Democrats, in the tradition of the United States of America, have gone to great lengths in the past to stop a politician they don't like. Now, Trump miraculously survived. The shooter missed. But again, a question as I asked earlier, can we expect another assassination attempt? Absolutely. So Trump has to be very, very clear about what he's going to do, how he's going to reindustrialize America. Okay? The relationship with the
people. Hold on, Daniel. Got to take a one-minute break to join some stations. Let's finish up on this. You're absolutely on target. I want to talk about this when we come back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Trump's Obi-Wan Kenobi moment, but he survived. The deep state is in total disarray. They're going to try to kill him again. Daniel Lessen is going to speak about this in a moment. Then Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, a really smart patriot, joins us. But here's the famous Star Wars clip.
Complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
Ben?
Stop!
stranger than fiction. And we are now living in the time of the enemy attack on America. And you'll look back on this and wish you were involved in the Second American Revolution to save the world, stop World War III. You got interrupted by the break. Daniel Esselstyn, best-selling author, expert on the New World Order, the incredible connections around the world. You were getting into your only move left is to try to kill Trump. That, of course, will backfire as well. While I play the Obi-Wan Kenobi clip from Star Wars Episode 4. But what can we do to get in the deep state's face nonviolently to let them know that no trajectory they're on will give them victory? Is it possible to not have the Civil War and to get them to surrender?
I don't think so, Alex. I don't think so. I think we're beyond that phase. Again, we clearly understand that this was a conspiracy against Trump. Okay, and the forces opposing him, they understand the risks of conducting an investigation of the 2020 elections and 4 years of Biden's rule. And they perceive this as a complete collapse of not only their careers, also their imprisonment. Remember in 2016, Trump said about Hillary Clinton, you're going to be in prison, and perhaps even their own death. And so the game today, again, Alex, is for keeps, and the stakes are too high. And now Trump's security will be strengthened, and you're going to have professionals who are going to be brought in. They had a chance to kill him. They failed. And a second attempt is possible, but unlikely, because for the organizers of such an attempt, the risks of being discovered are just way too high. And so, going back, in the United States, the assassination of the Kennedy brothers and also the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, they follow the same pattern. The shooter given the opportunity to shoot, and then once the job is done, the shooter is killed. Well, that's how conspiracies work. Later, it turns out that the shooter was a madman who had his own crazy motives for wanting Trump dead. And so this carefully crafted conspiracy makes sure that any possible clues as to the motive, they die with the shooter. Who knows, the media will tell you. Maybe even Putin was behind this. Remember, Putin. Or maybe Castro, maybe Maduro, or maybe who knows who, Jedis, maybe the intergalactic Jedis or Darth Vader himself. Because the world is full of crazy people. But the key takeaway from any conspiracy, Alex, is that the government knows the deep state is involved. The conditions were created for this lone killer to appear. And the guards, they created the conditions for him to make the killing shots. Not one, not two, not three, not four. We're talking about five shots were fired. And of course, the rest is history. The presidential candidate is dead. The shooter is taken out. End of story. And after this unsuccessful assassination attempt, the deep state, they're scared shitless because there's little time before the elections. It's impossible to make a second attempt. They will try. Yes, they will. Okay? And if it is, you'll have mass protests in America. You can always try to falsify the election results, but they've tried that tack back in 2020. I don't see it working very well this time around. And so a few days, remind you, before the assassination attempt, it was said that the decision was made to replace Biden with Kamala Harris. And in this case, if Trump were dead, then Harris would most likely defeat any other Republican candidate. What do I see right now, Alex? Now, I'm going to say it on your program for the first time. Okay? They tried killing Trump. It didn't work. They need to get rid of Biden. They can because he won't leave. He won't leave because he wants to protect his son and Biden's wife, whatever the hell her name is, because she doesn't want to lose her first lady privileges. Okay? So they're going to milk the Biden cow until, the cows come home. But the people who run the Democratic Party, they don't want Biden there. They understand he can't win. They need to bring someone else. What am I trying to say? Okay? I'm not suggesting it. The CIA, the NSA, all the agencies are watching it right now. I'm not suggesting it. I'm saying it as an analyst, that there's a likely possibility that the deep state will take advantage of the fact there was an attempt made on Trump's life, and they will try to kill Joe Biden. And they're going to say, wow, some crazy guy from the Republican Party. He was incensed by the fact that somebody wanted to kill their Donald Trump. He went out and tried to kill Joe Biden. He succeeded. Absolutely, I see this as feasible. They need to write off somehow Joe Biden. They need to write off.
I 100% agree. I believe they were successful killing Trump. They already have a shooter ready to kill Biden and then blame Republicans and try to neutralize and say, okay, it's all fair. Both are dead. Well, that's what I've been saying. Daniel, your analysis.
One way to divide the country in two. It's us against them mentality. Divide, 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 divide. It's the devil dividing. The devil divides. And the idea is that you can't win the election. Okay. You get the two sides to hate each other so much okay? Because the Republicans are going to come out and vote. The Democrats are saying, we can't really vote for this guy. But if this guy's killed...
No, I totally agree. So let me ask you this. You're, it's the next move. So let me ask this in closing. Biden, and I've shown the video, we should play it again after you leave, in his address Saturday, or was it Sunday, the arrogance was gone. He looked like he was deflated. He looked scared. I think he's smart enough to know the deep state's going to kill him next.
I don't think he's smart enough to know because I can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. As Trump said in the debate, I got
to let me ask you this. I watch body language. I've been looking at him for 30 plus years and hate his guts and know him very well. But he looked defeated and absolutely scared. I'm sure you saw the video. What did you make of that?
Well, you know, it probably all depends on how many pills they gave him, you know, 5 minutes before that. Okay? I don't think he's there. He doesn't understand. I mean, he has dementia. The guy should not be a president of anything. Okay? I don't think he, you know, yes, he looked scared, but I'm not sure if he looked scared because he understood, you know, the gravity of the situation or because he didn't get enough pills to actually be, you know, in decent enough shape to actually function or have function. I don't know. Okay? But Trump handled, again, his assassination attempt perfectly. And his numbers went through the roof. What are we looking at, 65, 70%? They're saying 58, but you can add another 10 points easily. They say exactly. Biden 42.
Well, I know Trump well, and I know people that know Trump well. He thrives in attacks and pressure. And that's when you see he's the real deal. Daniel, how do people find your best-selling books?
Before we go, I just opened up my new English language YouTube channel. Okay? A lot of people have been asking, we've had our Spanish channel. Now this is the time to join the forces and have the English language channel so that the English language patriots in America and the rest of the world can actually listen to what I'm talking about in English. Can you flash that if possible so people can actually
see
my...
And we'll have you back to talk about it. Well, what's the URL?
It's a good question.
What's the name of the channel? Just Daniel Estulin English.
Daniel Estulin English Official. Hang on, if you give me 1 second, I'm gonna put it up so people can actually see it. I thought I sent it to you. Here it is. So this is what it looks like. Okay, this Daniel Estulin Official. This is the English language channel, Daniel Estulin Official.
In right, English, and join people my should channel. Follow you. They should follow you on X too. It's incredible work. Give us you have several X accounts. What's the best X account?
The best one is Estulin VZ. At Estulin VZ. This is my Twitter account or whatever they call it right now. And again, Daniel Estulin Official YouTube channel in English. We're having 2 fresh videos every single week. We got to do this right. You know, again, this is it, Alex. This is it. Okay, the deep state is a lot of trouble. We got to make sure they lose. Yes, this
I agree. Yeah, we love you. This is my. We love you. We love you, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're giving you the best analysis out there. And I don't say that because I want to be number one. Being number one in this means you're under attack like Trump or Elon Musk or myself or Tucker. We're the front line. But without you, we can do nothing. So I got the 2 clips. I have like 9 of them. And maybe after Scott Bennett leaves us, maybe I'll just take all the time the next hour after he goes and I'll play the clips. But we have all these famous snipers, famous team leaders, you know, saying, no, they stood down 26 minutes. They let him in. They did it. This is an inside job. We have a congressman, Representative Corey Mills, going on CNN. They almost cut his feed, saying, no, this is an inside job. They tried to kill him. That is critical to spotlight the enemy so the public understands we're in a hot coup right now. You have to admit you're under attack in a war. You have to know who's attacking you if you're going to beat them. So who's the enemy? Why are they attacking? What's their plan? What's their goal? What's their weaknesses? How do we stop them? All right? And we can turn this around like Bukele, who Kelly has done in El Salvador, like that. We have unlimited industry still and farming and jobs and capacity. The system knows how to grow men and women. We know how to have children. We know how to win. We know how to dominate. We know how to build. We can do anything. We don't have these damn parasites that are threatened by free society because free society is so robust and so wild and so laissez-faire, you can't control it if you're a technocrat that wants to play God and wants to get all the live essential technology and use the public as guinea pigs. So they look at me and Trump that are like pro-human and want to just continue on with men and women and children and a great life. they won't control that. They look at us as like weird. Like, you want to get in power and free people? Yeah, that's what we do. We're not jerks because we're empowered. We're strong, strong, strong. Like you saw from Trump, we're strong. You look at Mayorkas and you look at Merrick Garland and you look at the CIA director and the Carnegie Foundation and Bill Gates. They're not strong. They got chips on their shoulders. They want to run everything. They want to run your body. They want to hurt you. They want war. They want to take over every country. And it's time to stop these people dead in their tracks. But you've got to admit you're under attack. You've got to admit what's going on. You've got to stand against it. And you've got to support those like President Trump. He raised $500, $600 million after he got convicted. He should raise $5 billion. We need money to fight the New World Order. And InfoWars, literally on empty, need your support. Get the T-shirt, the bulletproof Trump shirt. Got the new shirt up there as well that says Never Surrender. The same shirt, but Never Surrender on it. That is at InfoWarsStore.com. It's historic. It's being printed right now. I need your support. I need you to go there, go to the site, get X2, get X3. They're great things for your body. I need you to get the water filtration, the best systems, the highest ratings, the lowest prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We will stay on air, but we've got to have your support. Separately, our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, all the nano silver products, all the great organic toothpaste without the fluoride, with the iodine, with the nano silver, with the tea tree, with the peppermint, all there. Go there. The Rocket Rest, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain Nootropic, so many other great products. Support us at drjonesnaturals.com. It takes money, not just will and capacity, but money to give us the capacity to win these wars. drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those either never supported that have spread the word and prayed for us. Great. I thank you. But if you want great products to support us at the same time, we should be completely flush with money. And we're not because, you know, it's a popular show. People know I'm right about a lot of stuff. But it's kind of like, yeah, a little alarmist. No, I don't exaggerate one percentage point. Most of the time, it's worse than I'm telling you. But if you admit the problem, it's like you do not do anything wrong. You walk out of the parking lot, some dude punches you in the face. You can sit there and roll around the ground and get in a fetal position, and you can say, you know what? You just knocked me upside the head. I'm about to beat the living hell out of you. And just make the decision. You're going down. I'm putting your head in the concrete, and you're about to pay. And it's right now because that's the weak place. That's where they want to go. I'm saying informationally, financially, it's time to open a can of whoop-ass. InfoWarsStore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Support all our guests, support the crew, support the operation. History's happening now. I won't back down. I'll never sell out. I won't give up, but I could, like an old horse that hadn't been taken care of, blast it down the street. I need your support now. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Scott Bennett is our guest. We'll go some into the next hour. He happened to be in California while we were here, and I found out he was here, so I wanted to ask Scott Bennett to be with us today. We're out here in Northern California to cover Bohemian Grove. We're sitting out in this beautiful garden right here, and he is here sitting across the table from me right now. And so Scott Bennett joins us, and he can give you his website and how you contact him and, you know, all the things that are Scott Bennett. But he's also a famous whistleblower that was vindicated. He's traveled to the front lines in the war with NATO and covered that in the last few months and been on international television everywhere. Giving his, taking his analysis on the situation. I know you've been sitting there now for 2 hours writing copious notes and really the enemy battle plan, the 7 strike points. You may have added more about what we're facing, but just first off, great to have you here. And how would you define this moment? I've known you for years and you've always been competent and confident, but you seem really effervescent right now. You say you smell and sense victory.
Absolutely, Alex. This is the moment when Rambo said, they drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood, not me. That's what Trump is feeling. That's what the American people are meditating on, standing up and ready to go to war for President Trump, for our country. War informationally, politically, not in any kinetic or dangerous or crazy way, but the American people have said, they drew first blood. They harmed the president. What they did to him, they did to all of us. So I think you also have a lot of Democrats that are rising up with that same feeling. So we have 65% of the American country, maybe 70, maybe more, that are rising up saying, no more. No more of this vitriol.
And so we've totally turned the tide. I'm going to give you the floor now. You've got, you're going to be hosting here for the next 15 minutes. because we had some audio technical issues. We're going to work on that while you speak. But the tide has totally turned, but we have to now take the initiative. How do we take that initiative, and how does the enemy strike back? And go through your points.
Well, I see the Democrat enemy doing the following seven steps. I see the Democrats planting a saboteur into the Trump camp, the Republican camp, and that saboteur then assassinating Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris being assassinated inflames the female black community. They will then move Gavin Newsom into Kamala Harris's position, and then they may assassinate Joe Biden, a double assassination with a Trump saboteur, claiming it's been done out of a vendetta, a vigilanteism, and then as the Manchurian candidate dead body of Biden is held in Gavin Newsom's arms, they may then assassinate Donald Trump. And in that scenario, you've got the ping pong going back and forth in which they can claim a national emergency. Gavin Newsom is at that point the president. This would happen within the next month. Before people are back from the summer vacation, and the elections could be suspended. You could have martial law. You could have also simultaneous with that attacks within the U.S. homeland, either a nuclear event, dirty bomb, power outage, in which they blame Russia, of course, or Iran or China. And this sets up the perfect scenario for suspension. So they may do all of these 7 points, but I suspect it's going to be a time of great tumult. So we'll see what happens.
Keep going here.
So I do think we're on the attack, and this is the time, as President Trump said, fight, fight, fight. You know, from your football days, I think that means blitz, blitz, blitz. And what fight, fight, fight means, and Donald Trump should say at the podiums, is I want every soccer mom to fight, fight, fight by going into your school boards and railing with a passionate rhetoric like you've never had before. I want every pastor in every church around America to fight, 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 to rise up and stop teaching beta males, milquetoast, how to be soft and spongy, and teach your flocks how to be warriors, how to be men of arms, as the Patriots were, the Minutemen were, and every pastor, fight, 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 by being the conscience of your community, saying we're not going to tolerate transgenderism or castrating our children in the schools or communities anymore. And also, fight, fight, fight means every government worker become a whistleblower. Every government worker in the Department of Justice, the CIA, Homeland Security, State Department, the Department of Justice, the Secret Service, every government worker in these agencies, fight, fight, fight by being a whistleblower. Be a hound and start looking for emails or communications or meetings or any documents that intimate treason or seditious conspiracy against the president. And go to Congress. Fight, fight, fight. Every congressman, this is your moment to stand up and show you're on the side of the Constitution and America. We don't do assassinations. We conservative Republican people do not do what the Democrat lunatics do. That's what differentiates us. So the fight, fight, fight is a slogan now for soccer moms, for pastors, for people working in the government, for military men. If they're giving you orders to do things that are unconstitutional, like dropping bombs on Belgorod or Sherebinka or kill children or drop grenades on children in playgrounds, you need to come forth and report this. So how you fight it is by getting your good people in the agencies to stand up and be whistleblowers and convince people who have been on the middle of the road to join our side and to fight, fight, fight. So I think the momentum is behind us, and Trump also needs to prepare his Martin Luther King speech and say, I may not be with you. As George Washington said, my eyes have been sorely tired from my service to the country. Well, Trump could say, my ears have been sore from my service to the country when they shot a bullet at me. and they may try again, and I may not be with you next week, so here are your orders, American moms and dads and young people ages 12 to 20.
Let me stop you. This is so powerful. I want you to start over because Washington said that. Martin Luther King said, I may not be there with you on the mountain. Exactly. That's the total victory. He needs to expose they're behind it and then say, here are the marching orders regardless, and then they're in checkmate. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Everything we're saying here in the last 2.5 hours has been 3 hours. It's been deadly important. But Scott Bennett is on fire. And for all the ex-listeners, you're like, why do you have breaks from Jump Sour? We're on 300-plus radio stations. It's how when they took me off the internet 5 years ago, we survived, was the 300-plus radio stations, okay? We have even more now. We don't put the list out because they harass them and terrorize them. We're on some of the biggest stations in the country. 50,000 waters and things. But a lot of them are 1,000 waters. They're great. They reach small towns. Every one of them is precious. Every mind is precious. Scott, I know a lot of smart people, and that's who we have on, people that are right. My job's easy. Who's right most of the time? Who's got the best batting average? That's his own show. And he just laid out the enemy battle plan during the break. It was incredible. He laid out what we should do, and he laid out why Trump's got to give marching orders no matter what they do to him, because these are things that will then make them give up because they'll understand the power of the directives he gives if he is then killed. And he was saying we've all got to give this speech because I'm not trying to write myself in the story. I've said this 100 times the last couple months. They kill Trump, they're coming after me, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk is even above us on that list because they know who's chosen humanity, who won't sell out, who wants prosperity, who wants to stop World War III. So, Scott, go back to what you were just saying and repeat what you were saying before you got cut off and then go into what else you said off air.
Well, Donald Trump, because of their assassination attempt against him and because of the revelation that Secret Service was involved in a seditious conspiracy and treason against the president, no doubt, and I think that'll come out with Jim Jordan and the other investigators that'll jump on this, the American people are seeing the corruption that they've suspected from their government agencies, who've been populated by the Obama workers and the Obama appointees for over a decade. So Trump has an opportunity now when he ascends the stage and speaks at every podium to say, this has been a turning moment for me. This has been a moment of wisdom and a moment of reflection when a bullet whizzes by your ear. And the pain of being bloodied and scarred and hurt and traumatized. But I continue on. But they may try it again. But let me say, if they try it again, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't fear death. I am serving the American people. I'm serving the Constitution. I took an oath to support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we're facing domestic enemies. So if they do take me down, ladies and gentlemen of America, continue to fight, 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 and repeat those words. Every soccer mom, go to your town councils, go to your mayors, go to your sheriffs, go to your school boards and fight for integrity and traditional values. Fight for your children. Every government worker, CIA, Homeland Security, Department of Justice, you fight, fight, fight by discovering the plots and the plans and the corruption that these agencies have done from Obama and now Biden. And you and the American military, you fight unjust laws.
And explain it. You're not going to get orders from headquarters. You go to the sound of the guns, as George Washington said. Go back to George Washington. Back to Martin Luther King and elaborate what you said during the break, because there's not some dotted line you go sign up for. The war is all around you. The war is here in America now. Everybody has to sign up to the Republic now, 1776. Nobody was directing me. Nobody was telling me what to do 30 years ago. I saw the threat. I engaged. I had no idea we'd be this successful. But I know you're just like me. I bet on you. We're going to win this, but you have to activate. People are ready. They're being activated. But now we've got to use this adrenaline push to go into the full information warfare assault. How do we do that?
Everybody is now standing at attention. Everybody with the sound of that thunder crack bullet is fully alert and engaged and adrenalized. And for the next week or so, they need to apply that by enlisting in the information war, in the American Minutemen Patriots, and everyone becomes a whistleblower, a letter writer, a FOIA request person. That means every American needs to, besides praying for Donald Trump, getting involved with firing off letters and emails to all of these agencies.
Because you're a famous whistleblower that changed a whole lot of stuff and exposed government corruption. They don't understand how that puts pressure on the enemy and lets them more than just a phone call or an email or a protest. They feel it. So you're explaining something here.
It is a asymmetric warfare approach. It is from different directions at different times. The Congress can do this by flooding these agencies with demands and FOIA requests. The public can flood these agencies with FOIA requests and demands, and they have to respond to them. And suddenly their people are overwhelmed, and they don't have the people to engage in future assassinations.
I want to get back into that. But something else you said during the break is, I said, the false flag's imminent. You said probably this week. They need to change the subject. I believe they hit with a false flag this week. You're saying Kamala and Biden being killed or massive terror attacks blamed on Trump. We have to disavow that now and get ahead of it and explain that's the enemy next move.
Trump needs to get ahead of every bad action, every sabotage operation, every act of treason that the deep state and these Democrats and these lunatic globalists are going to do. And he needs to say again, like Martin Luther King said, I may not be with you on the mountaintop. And as George Washington said, my eyes are hard to see because of my service to the country. Trump can say, my ears are sore from my service to the country and the bullets they fired at me. But I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen of America, if I'm not with you, America continues with you, standing up for your freedoms. So he's giving the marching orders to Americans, and he needs to say, listen, they've tried to kill me, and they may try and kill the economy. They may try and crash the economy. They may set off a false flag, blowing up a building, blowing up a power grid in the Midwest and blame it on Russia to try and initiate a draft of every Hispanic.
Well, they said, I saw pre-programming a year ago, and then FBI this year said, Russia with Trump supporters is going to knock the power grid out. That's preposterous, but they've already pre-programmed it.
I've been in Russia. I've been in Belgorod, Cherubinka, the Donbass. The Russian people love President Trump. They love the American people. They're not an enemy of the American people. And the government under Biden and these deep state military industrial complex that get rich from war, they want to try and make Russia an enemy. Russia's not falling into that trap. Russia has no animosity against the American people or President Trump. I was there. And what I was also seeing were drones and missiles fired by the Obama administration at my hotel and blowing up apartment complexes in my hotel. And I prepared a military whistleblowing report on war crimes and crimes against humanity of what the Biden administration was doing in Belgorod. That is another weapon that will be deployed through Congress to show what Biden is doing and his minions are acts of terrorism.
Even the New York Times of 3 weeks ago admits that Ukraine is conducting NATO-directed war crimes. What does that signify?
It is a crime. It is also justification for President Trump to say enough. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was created for defense against communism, the USSR, which does not exist.
Why would the New York Times come out and admit Biden smuggling children? And why would they come out and admit war crimes? They're covering their ass.
They're covering their ass. They're setting themselves up for Biden to be eliminated and exchanged and replaced with Gavin Newsom or Megan Whitmer or Michael Yvonne Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, or both. They are preparing for a transition, and Trump, again, needs to get ahead of all of this by saying they are so desperate, they are going to try and sabotage the American economy, they're going to try and trigger a war, they're going to try and trigger a draft of every immigrant of military age that they brought into this country to turn their guns against the American people, to say under Gavin Newsom, well, they've killed Kamala Harris and then they killed Biden, and now we have to arrest all these Trump supporters like January 6th. That's their plan, but it's going to fail because the American public are aware of the corruption and the lies. They're now aware of the madness and the death that they are trying to put forth by their assassination attempt against Trump. And I think every single mother, every single retiree, every single postal worker, every single government worker, every single enlisted man, every single officer who has a conscience and a heart and loves the Constitution and their heritage that their parents gave them and their future that they want for their children – all of that depends on them enlisting right here and now and getting into the fight by going into their local towns and communities and own your town, own your county. Don't worry about what happens in other counties, but you set up your Info Warrior Operations Group, your Special Forces group in your county, and you own the school board. You own the mayor's office. You own the councilman's office. You own the sheriff. You own the pastors. You own every church. And you go in and you set up your county as a special operations group that is not going to surrender America to an assassinated police tyranny state.
And I want to elaborate on that. This is how real wars are won. Back when America was a pure evil and we sent the special forces to mobilize the general population. You don't have to do big, giant, great things because there's millions of you. You do little things that are bigger than you know. You speak out of city council, county commissions. school boards, you run for office, you do foyers, you expose, you demonstrate, you donate, you support. When you're sharing our articles and videos, and when you're re-uploading them, might get 1,000 views, might get 1,000,000 views. It changes the world. When I was taken off the air the last 6 years, you still fought. We still reached tens of millions a day, and the enemy pulled their hair out. And literally, I have the CIA and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not that important, so I won't spend the time. They infiltrated us twice. We caught them. They jacked into the security systems, tried to catch us doing something bad. They didn't get it. They death threatened my family. They harassed us at levels you wouldn't even believe. My parents are like, we don't care. We want you to fight even harder. My parents are nice, calm people, but they're completely activated. And that's why I knew the enemy was coming for everybody, folks, because they're coming after us so hard. These are cowards. These are scum. These are villains. Mayorkas and Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, and everything's turning against them, and they're screwed. So people have to know if a nuke goes off or half the country loses its power, or they claim Russia fires a missile into Paris or into Kiev or into Krakow, that you better know that it's the new world order. And that's why I'm so heartened 3.5 days into this, to see all these congressmen and famous military veterans and sniper experts saying, no, they stood down. It was a setup. And you go in inside the main police building, which is where the shooter was on top. That's where they had their headquarters. They brought him in. They brought him up. The advance team, the whole thing was planned. And the kid had second thoughts. He's up there 26 minutes. He aims the rangefinder at Trump, and he's about to kill the president. He chokes up. He isn't ready to do it. And everybody's pointing at him. Everybody's looking at him, and he's up there, and people are running. I thought it was 2 minutes because that was the clips I had. For 2 minutes, we're going, he's up there, and the police run from him. And now we know it's 26 minutes, folks. This thing faltered. The engine conked out. He finally got down and made the shots. Trump moved. They didn't get him because God's hand is on this. And they are in desperation you can't even imagine right now. And they know that everything's being reshuffled. They know Brennan and Clapper, no matter what they do, all their cases, all their systems fail. Everything blows up in their face. Everything's turning to crap. And so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? That's the issue. They'll hit Trump's airplane. You can wake up tomorrow and hear Trump's airplane crashed. And we need to pray that doesn't happen. But we also need Trump to put out, like you said, the Martin Luther King emergency message, so that he even has more power with the manifesto and the directives he gives before they do it. And Trump believes in destiny. He believes God's on his hand. I have never talked about this because it's private. I was asked to not give this information out. And so, in fairness, I will not give out the names. But I know very famous pastors in New York, in Florida, and in other states that have known Trump for about, some of them 20 years, most of them about 10, 15. And Trump will quietly invite to the Mar-a-Lago. He'll quietly invite them when he's in New York. He'll quietly call them on the phone, and he will say, will you pray for me, and can we pray? And Trump, God, he's a guy that believes in God, but he's not a Bible thumper that does it out in front and tells you how great he is. He knows he's not perfect. But literally, Trump says, listen, and he's told preachers this. He says, I love energy, and I love God. I know God's real. Because he goes, I go to a great rock concert, and I feel great energy. And I go speak to a crowd of Republicans, and I feel great energy. And he's told me this, by the way, personally. But he said, when I get with these evangelical Christians and they lay their hands on me, I just feel invincible and I know God's real. And so Trump is really almost every day secretly on the telephone, or he asks these preachers to fly there to his office and to pray with him. And he doesn't tell you that, though, because he doesn't want to look like he's being a fake Christian. But this is the deal. And after what he's been through, Trump is 100% with God right now. And you saw that. Scott?
Let every American who watches this broadcast in InfoWars raise their hand to God and say, protect Donald Trump. God, in Jesus' name, protect Donald Trump. Send his angels to keep him in all his ways. Shield him. No weapon shall formed against him shall prosper. Every American who watches this broadcast, pray that prayer that God protects Donald Trump. And it will happen. God hears our prayers. This is a pivot point. God is bringing America back to the light. He is awakening the sleeping giant. The greatest force we have on earth are the American people. And the American people at this point can write letters and FOIA requests saying, we want to know, you know, I'm Mrs. Smith, I'm a retiree, I want to know everything that's been said between the CIA and Kamala Harris about exchanging her for the vice president. I want to know everything that's ever been said between the FBI and the Biden White House about possible assassinations of Biden. What are they planning? I want every American to write letters to these agencies, to Congress, exposing their plots by demanding any and all information. Freedom of Information Act compels the government agencies to spend their time going through their records and searching for anything that the FOIA requests.
So bare minimum, it ties them down.
Ties them down.
Well, so we have a little overwhelms them here. So expanding on this, back to Trump. What should he be saying? What should he be doing, Scott Bennett, Army Air?
Should write an op-ed letter and publish it in the Washington Times and the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times that says, my fellow Americans, they've tried to kill me. They may try again and I may not be with you, but let me say this on paper and in writing. If I don't go with you to the promised land where America is resurrected and our greatness that John F. Kennedy saw and Ronald Reagan saw and George Washington saw, if I'm not here to see that, you will see it by taking these actions. Demand accountability, write FOIA requests, communicate with your members of Congress, step up and fight.
Just repeat George Washington or Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr. That's what Moses did.
Yes.
All repeats.
Yes. Yes. Moses called the Israelites out of the slavery and subjection under Pharaoh. Donald Trump is calling the American people out of the slavery and the oppression that the Biden administration and these godless, atheist, transgender, climate change, cricket-eating lunatics are trying to put them under. They've been trying to oppress the American people and poison them with vaccines. Donald Trump has heard their prayers and is calling them out. But he may be taken out, but the American people must continue their march out of the slavery of the Democrat globalist superstate to the promised land, which is a renewed America, an America that reflects the 1950s and 60s and traditional values that we had taken for granted back then. We can go back to that time by moving ahead with those same values. We can go back to 1985 with the prosperity and joy that Ronald Reagan inspired. He awoke people out of that malaise. Donald Trump is waking people out of the same malaise.
1985 2.0.
Yes.
Because people think, like, go back. No, America was the future. The Bill of Rights, Constitution, the future. All of that, the future. We go back to the future.
Yeah.
And we have to bring the future back. So, but let's war game the enemy. I believe by watching how quiet they are and what they're doing, they haven't made a decision yet. But in the next day or so, they will put an operations into play. And I so we need to get ahead of that. And the good news is people are saying it's an assassination. Deep State did it. That's now mainline. Congress is saying it. We're not getting in an argument with them about it. We know they did it. They took away the security. Bare minimum, they're all guilty. We need to push for an immediate impeachment of Mayorkas now. Now we'll have the votes. We need not just congressional hearings. We need to start the impeachment, you know, of Joe Biden as a trial to show all of this to the whole public. I mean, I want Congress to go on the warpath. And they've got days, not weeks.
This is the time where the Democrats are planning to put saboteurs into the Trump camp, the Republican camp. And they're planning on things, like you said earlier, driving a truck into the CNN building or ABC or MSNBC and blowing it up like they did, you know, the Oklahoma thing. They're planning on hitting the media. They're planning on hitting Kamala Harris. She's a nut job, so they're not going to keep her. They're planning on getting rid of Biden, and they're going to do it through assassinations because that generates the martyrs card, and it generates a women voter, black voter theory against them. How you get ahead of that plan is by making it transparent, putting it up for everybody to see. Like you said earlier, the spotlight. Turn this spotlight on and shine it on their potential plans. Congress should be saying, and Jim Jordan should be saying, are the Democrats planning an assassination against their own people to try and blame it on Trump? What are they doing? Where are they going to do? Who are they going to hit? Are you going to hit Kamala Harris?
They expect us not to say the real thing, and that's their only power that they have left. So I only have a tiny crew now. They got rid of most of our crew in the last couple of years of warfare. But what you just said needs to get 10 million views. Everything in this interview, the last interviews, listeners, get it. Cut the show up. Put it on X. I'll repost it. It'll get millions of views. We have got to get what you just set out. What the Army intel officer tells Trump what he must do. And we need to do it right now. And we need to realize we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in a normal situation. We just had a devastating, as you said during a break, Point Break mega tsunami once in a lifetime wave come in. Okay. We got seconds, which is days in political systems, to get up on the damn surfboard right now. It's here. The crest is happening. Now is the time. Victory is here. We're not like the communists that promised some utopia and everything's going to be, you know, cupcakes and ice cream and little fairies flying around. But at least we won't have psychotics running the country. Look at Bukele in El Salvador. 2.5 years. Most dangerous country in the world. Second safest. Population doing great. Economy exploding. National debt, you know, gone. Victory. All because you had an elite that just turned the people's power on. But they had to go out and arrest 40-something thousand gang members trained by the CIA under Clinton in California, sent there. Now they've sent those same people back to the U.S. with the Chinese and the Islamicists and all the other groups here. We should now speak to the million-plus military-trained men, the 10 million military-age men, and the other 10 million women and children they brought in. That was not done by mistake. So that's the enemy's ace in the hole. If they go to the Civil War scenario, what are they planning to have those groups that Nancy Pelosi called all God's children, meaning MS-13? Because I know for a fact the globalists are using MS-13 already as hitmen around the country.
They are probably planning on using these MS-13 military-aged young men who've been brought into the country to start doing guerrilla warfare operations similar to what they've done in Ukraine against the Donbass. Three men in a truck driving down a quiet road, throwing out grenades and shooting automatic weapons into churches and police stations is how you traumatize America. They're going to engage in domestic terrorism operations. They're going to try and create the havoc and the Civil War mentality to terrify people. But they're going to lose because, again, this week the American public woke up like never before. They've been adrenalized. They've suddenly become Braveheart, rushing onto the field of battle.
I know with our local police and our governors, if they pull this off, we just go grab the low-level people, we get their cell phones, and we go get the big guys. Because I'm not a guy that's into totalitarianism and stuff, but when you're put in this mode of total war, which you're trying to stop, the gloves are off. And we will wipe these people out very quickly.
Every American town should have pseudo-parallel groups of veterans groups, military personnel, retired police.
Ready to mobilize behind the sheriff.
That's right. Behind the sheriff. That's the key word, Alex. They are behind the sheriff. They are his eyes and ears. They're his long-range scouts. They're his LERPs. They're his special forces. They're his Marine Recon. They're his Delta Force. They're SEALs. The veterans in this country, the retired police officers, need to go and mobilize within their churches to
be a
backstop.
I need all the veterans now to go to Antifa meetings, Black Lives Matter meetings, Democrat meetings, play along with them. Get your wife involved, folks. This is total war. We need the women. I mean, I'm not telling women they should go do some bad stuff, but the country's in that much trouble. It's time to go full gloves off, and the women need to be brought in.
Yes, women are ferocious warriors, and you are guarding women of America, your children, your daughters, your sons, your little boys and girls from being pillaged and ruined and murdered and killed and robbed by this everything, fentanyl and the tsunami of illegal immigration, all of this spells doom and enslavement and horror that makes escape from New York.
I know the left recruits women because they don't expect them to be doing stuff. We need women spying, infiltrating. And women, you don't need orders. You know what to do. Get them.
Yes, women are extraordinarily powerful. They have the ability to be charming and communicative and invisible. They are required, and sadly, we've got a generation of beta male soft men, and women are very frustrated over that. So women, rise up and apply yourselves and be the fighting force that Donald Trump needs. Again, he needs to write an op-ed letter that sets
stay there,
the banner
stay there.
Plan.
We'll come back next hour. Scott Bennett, our guest, will give you his website when we come back.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. filtered. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But
sure,
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we're in the hill country here in the county of Sonoma, in the middle of a wine vineyard, no one around, and people just found us. There's people literally running around everywhere trying to find where we're at. And it's not about how popular we are. It's how popular Freedom is. And that woman's activated. Scott, you just saw her during the two-minute break run up here. What did you just witness?
Yeah. Well, when she said the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, only the righteous can say that. So it's a miracle.
Well, but I asked her, I said, how did you find us? She said, God literally just guided me here. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
In the middle of the middle of nowhere, absolutely. Well, praise God for his anointing. And I'll tell you this, Alex. I want to say everyone that goes and gets the Indian black salve from our website, destroy-cancer.com, $25 will go to InfoWars. $25 for each order we will give to InfoWars. That's how we want to fund Alex Jones. You are now the tip of the spear that is bringing the experts in to a clearinghouse of intelligent minds. We don't have agendas except for America and the Constitution. We are the best people in the shadows.
That Black Sabbath is, if you'd love to donate, support us, that's great, because we're out of money. I've heard that's really great. How do people find it?
Go to destroy-cancer.com. Also, shellgamewhistleblower.com, my website.
And you've also got a global TV program.
Yep. We have Global Freedom TV. We're changing over to Global Great Awakenings TV pretty soon. But
well, Scott, here's the problem. 300-plus stations don't carry this first five. So say that again when we come back, because the show's not over, and we got more time. And I feel so sorry for this lady. She's crying. She literally heard I was somewhere in the area. I mean, I'm in the middle of farmland, folks. We're, like, in the countryside. Like, there's nobody even around us. This woman just comes running through the woods over here. I mean, that's how crazy – I mean – that's how big the info war is. I mean, that has got to really scare the enemy. And I feel so sorry for her that I'm not going to be able to, you know, go and have a long discussion with her. But let's come back and recap for another 20 minutes or so that I'm going to hit other news. But Scott, do you live out in California now? Or?
I'm about 2 hours from here in Northern California. And it's a blessing to have a personal, intimate meeting with you and sit down eye to eye, soul to soul. And I think we're in a great time. This is where America rises and bees the great nation and the great people that every other nation on earth has been waiting for. America, Trump needs to say, America is friendly again. America is your friend again.
And by the way, people say it's not American exceptionalism. It is. There's something special about America. And the fate of the world is going to held in our hands. So we're the best and we're the worst. There's a paradox wherever God is contending with the devil. We are the zone. We are the battleground. This is it.
That's why Russians love America. They love Americans. They love Trump.
Russia's also been a target of Napoleon and Hitler. I mean, there's something about Russia. There's something about America. And if we ever got together, it would be global domination through just culture and
will. We will. God is bringing Russia and America together. We are a traditional family values Christian super nation. Russia is not communist. It's traditional values Christian. America is too. And we are coming out of the darkness. We're coming out of Egypt. And, they cannot stop.
You know, the Russians have told me when I've been all over their national shows or on the Russians on the ground, they said, we knew Americans weren't bad, but they said the last 20 years hearing me, and I have a huge Russian audience that I'm not bragging, I'm just proud of it, that we've helped Russia understand we're not their enemy, and it's had a huge effect.
They know that. There is an enthusiasm. We have an effervescence. You said it. America has a natural buoyancy and effervescence and humor and joy and optimism that no one else in the world has. And that is the light. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So again, every man, woman, and child in America, dedicate 1 hour to writing a letter to members of Congress, to agencies.
No, I agree, but that's what they say about them. Trump is joyous and Putin is joyous.
Putin is joyous. Trump is joyous. Zakharov is joyous. Lavrov's joyous. They are not the enemies. They have been waiting for this moment. They've been waiting for Americans to stand up and say, no, we're not taking orders from Obama pulling the strings behind Joe Biden. We're not advancing.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Get your websites ready.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So it is impossible on this Tuesday, July 16, 2024 broadcast to in words describe how dangerous and beautiful and ugly and magical and satanic the moment is we're in right now. This is the total flux globally on the verge of total nuclear war with the deep state trying to kill Trump and their shooter for 26 minutes chickening out. So everybody got the chance to see it was incompetence by design. And all that coming out, and now all these Congress people, more since I've been on air, saying, no, it's an inside job. They try to kill Trump. Trump needs to broadside him, come right out with it, and he needs to say, whatever happens to me, keep fighting. We're never going to stop. This is an illegitimate government, the CIA, the global deep state, everything he's been saying. And I think Scott Bennett's probably right. I think I know you're right, but I also think that Ivan Raiklin's right. Under the Constitution, that's why you have Electoral College, you can have the states be an emergency meeting and just say he's elected off the delegates he's got. But because we've got, what, 100 and – put it on screen. What is it, 111 days, 112 days, the election. Then you've got 79 days when President Trump is president-elect. That is a lifetime. That's 180-something days.
All bets are off now that they've discovered the Secret Service are complicit in attempted murder. That goes without saying. Take the initiative. Take the attack.
For some reason, your audio didn't go through it first. You were saying all bets are off.
All bets are off. All calendars are off. All election dates are off when you discover the government, the Secret Service, have been infiltrated with traitors trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Now is the time, as McGregor said, no, the republics of America, which are the states, they're independent republics. the Republics of America can convene and say Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He was in 2020. He was in 2021. We've known they've stolen the election. I was back there. We've known they've committed treason. We've known they've pushed the United States to destroy the United States.
And notice, Scott, you're a well-known author and former Army intel officer. They keep getting afraid. Oh, they're going to come after us. They're going to be tyrants. They're going to put us in jail. They already did that. They drew first blood. They started it. You can't sit there once they've taken you to this point and play, you know, games with gloves on here. And we're not talking about physical violence at this point, but you just got to state. We have a hijacked government. There's been a coup. And I'm ordering the Secretary of Defense and the head of the DHS and the head of the Justice Department to all step down. And I'm basically ordering in the name of the people, Joe Biden, to step down. I mean, it's time to just say we're done. Give up. But if you just keep the process and giving them another chance to reload, it's too dangerous.
Every American state said we're being invaded and declared emergency. The 25 states that gathered around Texas. That same mentality needs to now rise up and say our president, Donald Trump, was attempted to be assassinated. It was done.
That's right.
By
the states can declare an emergency, and then the legislatures have that power already. That's a republic, and say this is off. We've taken the government back. It's not a civil war. It's the states saying this is an illegitimate government. We'll have probably 30 states vote to remove Biden, and then it's done.
And the states and the counties in every state can say we do not recognize the jurisdiction of the FBI or the Secret Service. You are traitors until proven otherwise. We've seen you take a shot at the president of the United States, Donald John Trump. We're not allowing you to have a building in Nebraska, Mr. FBI, Mr. Secret Service. You are all suspects. The sheriffs and the counties need to consolidate their ownership of their states and counties again. They're republics. That's how America started.
We're now in the middle of the second American Revolution, and
yes,
we're winning.
Absolutely. And we will win. Donald Trump is George Washington, and the American people are the Minutemen. And the pen is mightier than the sword. Write letters. Make phone calls. Send emails, make speeches. Everybody needs to be engaged this week and support InfoWars. Support the people who are speaking out about this. Because if Alex isn't doing it, who else is? No one. And he could be ticking out too. So people need to get deadly serious because we're on the verge of the deep state Democrats, again, doing all sorts of attacks to try and blame it on Trump supporters, blame it on Republicans, blame it on Russia. We need to go on the attack and expose all of these plans ahead of time. And everybody in Congress needs to get rid of their soft, mild manners and get into Braveheart war mode and paint their face. Doesn't mean behave out of it.
This is war mode. We didn't bring people here. We didn't do this. Now we are aiding and abetting the enemy if we don't say exactly what's going on.
That's right.
And the power of saying, we know, Mayorkas, you got orders from the CIA. We know you stood down, and we want everybody that was involved, everybody that saw shady stuff to come public now.
Yes.
It's time, like when the FBI, the old days when they weren't as corrupt as they are now, but bullhorn, the guy hold people hostage, saying, listen, you'll get 10 years in prison now. If not, we're going to come in and kill you. And I'm not saying we're going to kill them, but you know what I'm saying. It's literally come out with your hands up. You've lost. You're surrounded. You have no way to escape.
Yes.
Because we don't want to have the confrontation. We will win.
Yes.
Talk about let's war game this. People will get an idea. If they would have blown Trump's head off, what would have happened? See, I don't fear the globalists. I fear what we will do and how they'll get out of control and how society isn't educated enough to then dial that back. Most revolutions go bad. Ours went well. I don't want the bloodletting. I don't need that in my life like a communist. I don't want to string you up and torture you and bury you and like blow you up in buildings. And I mean, we turn this loose, folks. We'll kill you in 1 week. You're all gone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You launch some nerve gas attacks with your drones, and you say, we all know it's you. It'll make us more pissed off. We're not weak. We were asleep. And once we go, you think of zombie apocalypse. You've seen the movies, looks bad. Once we get going, it's like army ants eating a whole forest now in 5 hours.
It's like there's two different scenarios. One on the movie Braveheart, when the Scotsmen rush the field with a mad, bloodthirsty battle cry, rebel yell, versus the Game of Thrones, spearmen or 300, the Spartans, highly disciplined and marching with a methodical logic. We want to be the Spartans marching with a methodical logic.
We want to FOIA request. Remove the cancer. And not just have a giant bloodletting.
That's right. surgically remove the cancers. That's what letters and FOIA and political action do. And everybody now steps in and performs and carries the load. As SEAL teams, you each carry a portion of the boat. Every American, if you want to keep your freedom, you have a duty to step into this fight. And you have a duty to write letters and make FOIA and send emails and make phone calls 1 hour a day. This week is the week where
the Sheriff's Department gets 500 calls saying indict the Democrats. When the county commissioners get that, it just creates a buzz of support. And now they're not even cowards. They're asleep. They go, what? Something's going on.
And you have a duty to step up. And these and pastors going to these churches and saying, no, you need to stand up. You need to recognize, as the pastors, the Black Robe Regiment in the American Revolution, those pastors, the Black Robe Regiment, were the ones who stood up and inspired their flock.
Right. I mean, I go to a lot of churches. They give good sermons, make you feel good. God, it's great. But you go there, and it's all milquetoast. It's never about what's happening. Every church out there should be saying, we got to mobilize and save the Republic, because it means nuclear war and financial collapse if we don't. See, people ask, Alex, why do you have so much courage? Why are you willing to fight people? It would take blind courage not to fight this. This is pure self-preservation. The safest course is fighting these lunatics. This is not some tough guy thing, and I'm not doing all this because I want to be a hero or because I want you know, to be the next aristocrat in charge of things. No, I'm an American. I want freedom, and I understand the danger is guaranteed. It only gets worse laying down. And people say, well, it's better to die on you know your feet than live on your knees. That's not really how the world works. When you're on your knees, you die. On your feet is when you live and are successful. Okay, statistically, yeah, some got to die on their feet. Maybe I've got to. I'm totally at peace with that. But I want victory. That's why every show, I want you to, like you were saying, the last transmission. I mean, every day can be our last, folks. They are got me swarmed. They know I'm you know, the archetypal populist resistor. They need to demonize that to demonize you. It didn't work. People got savvy. It backfired. And so I'm telling the list. This is who they want to kill first. Trump. They want to get rid of Biden and Harris because they're puppets. They want to replace them, make them victims to cancel out Trump being killed. Then Elon Musk. And I don't just say that to be, oh, get Elon's attention. Ooh, Elon, Alex Jones is saying. Elon, when I said that a month ago, responded to me and Tucker Carlson said, you're absolutely right. I'm upping my security. Because it was said like, hey, man, you're the big target. He's like, yeah, I agree. I will. And it was a recognition. Yeah, I understand. You're right. Because we need to up it, folks. This is epically dangerous. Tell people how they find your website, your show, what you do.
One thing that people need to put in every letter, everything they write is pursuant to misprison of a felony. Misprison of a felony means if you discover a felony, a crime, it is a crime not to report it. So when you write FOIA requests or letters, say, pursuant to misprison of a felony, 8 U.S. Code Section 4, I'm asking you and the CIA or FBI or any agencies, if you know of any plots or plans of assassination of Trump or anyone else, to report it to a member of Congress or a court. Everyone can utilize misprison of a felony, misprison of a treason, and that can all be part of the backbone of a congressional investigation, too. Go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. Go to destroy-cancer.com. Every order, $25, will go to Alex Jones and his organization, which is the leading voice of truth and freedom and liberty that Donald Trump should be paying very close attention to, because this wargaming, Alex, something that no one on his team is providing. We're providing it because God's bringing us
and
to say,
way,
here's the best.
The guy doing this because it's so dangerous. And plus, once everybody else does it, we're gonna win. Any military, any major corporation, any group war games, and they just respond to whatever the new thing is, and there's zero wargaming. There's zero wargaming. What the enemy just tried to kill you is about to do. Instead, it's like, oh, how do we capitalize on that, or what do we do, and it just becomes a process. That has to stop.
And beware of the saboteurs. Beware of the emotional hysteria and the mob mentality, the excitement that can easily get people intoxicated. That's when saboteurs come in and say, we want to get revenge. We want to get
vengeance. And that's where they'll activate Q. Right. That's where they'll activate Q. Yeah. I'm going to spend a few minutes on this. And listeners, everybody knows, this is a longtime viewer, I don't boast. I don't make stuff up. I don't sit here and just, say things and all this stuff. I told you a month ago, I met with J.D. Vance. I said, I think you'll be the nominee. He told me, I've already got it. Face to face. Rob was right there. Rob, come over here and tell me. We actually got video of it. I'm not going to put it out. Yeah, I just don't make. But I thought it was best. He didn't even say, "Don't say this." J.D. Vance said, "No, I've got it." I'm like, "Okay." So we had a conversation about deep state and countering them, and Obama stay behind networks. And I'll leave that. And I caught guys are at the door of the green room taping. And I said, turn that off. And the senator didn't care. He trusts me. So he's like, he's so smart. He didn't even worry about that. He would say, hey, don't put that out. But I'm just telling people, I tell people these stories. These aren't made up.
No, it definitely happened. And Alex went in there. He said, J.D. Vance is in there. And he popped in and they shook hands and spoke for a good 3 or 4 minutes. And we were right outside watching.
Yeah, but my point is, it doesn't even matter about that. I can go to all those events, meet with Trump, anytime I want. I try to keep myself separate, so I'm not compartmentalized. I am compartmentalized, but it's the opposite of that. I'm a lone person looking at it and being my own thing. I don't get caught up in the political stuff. They asked me to go there. Someone spoke right before him. But my point is, I get up here and tell you, the operatives of the Trump campaign, they're very well-known names, said, yeah, we've done this operation. We saw how you put out the help put out the WikiLeaks and, you know, put out their Satanism, but you got attacked for it. We've got a way to do this where we don't get the heat. And this is what our operation is. And I said, I just don't know about that. And I said, you know, it just doesn't feel good. I'm not going to do it. And then within months, Q got taken away from him. So it was a White House operation, not authorized by Trump, but run by some of his top campaign people. And then it was very effective at first because we could hit them and then not have our people hit. So it's great to have a cloaked weapon. You can hit them with the truth, but then not get it. Then they took over 4chan and 8chan, the operatives did, and then turned it into a machine of BS to wind people up to go out and do violent stuff. Also believe that Trump was invincible and everything was handled when it wasn't, to try to pacify people. So when I tell you that, I mean, I know the three people that set it up, and I saw it taken away as I predicted it would be, just gut level. I looked at it, I said, I don't do stuff clandestine. My power is I'm in the light. My power is it's 100% straight. I said, I get what you're doing. I understand it, but it got taken away from them because the globals control the tech. They control the media and people can't recognize one thing from another. So Q was 100% real at first. Within 3 months of Q, it was vaporized. And again, they tried to recruit me and some of my people, including Rob, because they saw what we were doing. They said, we want you to join us. And that whole faction, I've never wore a uniform, never joined the CIA. I am my own lone wolf operation defending the Republic. But when I bring that up with some background, so you understand, they'll definitely work through some of the Q-tards that you've gotten your order from Trump. Now, the truck's waiting here. You've already seen them get them to run trains off cliffs and attack the Hoover Dam and all that. Q is run by the deep state. Do not follow anybody claiming they're Q.
You're right.
Scott?
I couldn't say it better. Right.
You just came back. You said I was exactly right.
You're exactly right, Alex. The Q thing is a deep state operation now, and I think now is the time for, you know, everybody in this moment experienced Donald Trump getting shot individually, personally. Then they felt it with their children and their parents and their husbands and their wives, and then they felt it through their coworkers and their fellow neighbors and their churchgoers. And you're either on the side of President Trump, on the side of life, on the side of law and order, or you're on the side of chaos and anarchy and purple-haired viciousness and, oh, you know, all of the vitriol. And those are the scum of humanity. Those are the mad dogs that will eventually be taken and put down. Right now is the renaissance of America, because with this action of Trump, too, when he goes, he needs to be forgiving and say, I forgive this assassin to try and kill me. And I forgive those who are so full of hatred and vitriol. And I would just say, let us turn together towards peace and stability.
That's so powerful. Trump should pray to God at his nomination. Oh my God, I got to call Roger again to talk to tell Trump this, but Trump will do whatever he wants. Pray to God, call God in to protect America, call for peace, call to stop World War III, and say, I forgive the assassin, and I forgive those of you out there that want to kill me. You've been lied to. I love you.
Every Hindu and Indian would resonate with that. It's Gandhi-like. Every black man would resonate. It's Martin Luther King-like. It's Christ-like. Forgive your enemies and bless your enemies.
Support is now upwards of 55%. This blew up in their face.
Yes. It's a claymore blowing up in their face. And again, this is the great surge that can carry America into the second renaissance The revolution, civil war, we don't fear anything. This is the tide of resurrection.
They demonized him. They lied about him. They indicted him. They convicted him. They impeached him. And now they tried to kill him.
And everything they've done to him, they're going to end up doing to themselves. The American people see them for what they are. The Scarboroughs, the vicious, angry, you know, Democrat establishment, even the Rhino establishment, they've all been exposed, and they're now all running. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. They're fleeing. The American people are waking up and rising. This momentum can only build.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Why do you think they took Scarborough off the air for a few days?
Because he's a madman and a lunatic, and like all these other media people, they can't restrain their egoism and their narcissism. They are religiously kamikaze in their globalism. There's no reflection or reason or peace of mind in these liberal leftist type of individual. They are so hell-bent. We're right. You're all wrong. We're the purity. You're the all racist, homophobe, you know, angry scourge of humanity that should be cleansed. They are unable to get off of that narrative, and their narrative is taking them off the cliff, but they're unable to turn. And it's a spiritual thing. God has given them over to strong delusion to believe the lie. He's giving us to a rational, reasonable mind. And I think that that is only going to continue, and people can pray for it and pray for, again, pray for the president like they've never prayed before, and get involved. Spend an hour a day for the next week writing letters, sending emails, making phone calls, planning out your local operations in your towns and such. This is the moment for the Minuteman Army to begin to be assembled. And every retiree, every school teacher, every pastor, every soccer mom, This is the time for them to rise up and not be the slave that the Democrat establishment
wants. Last question, and then you're going to go, and I really appreciate your time. We'll have you back on soon. And then I'm going to finish up the show here. I may even go into the war room. This time is of the essence. This is going to be our last show. You never know how crazy things are. Let's not underestimate the power of the dark side. We've talked about truck bombs, cyber attacks, assassinations. I think only exposing that we know the deep state did this assassination attempt to back them off. Is there anything else we can do to put pressure on the enemy immediately? Letters are great. FOIA, they have to respond by law. That's a great idea. Let them know the people are on their ass. But immediately, what can we do? Pray for Trump. What else?
Well, I think the local communities, the local control, the local organizations, beware of saboteurs in your midst. Beware of the crazies, the lunatics that they'll try and flood in, you know, for vengeance and stuff. No, God is not the author of confusion. So we need to be reasonable and, again, know that victory is already achieved. We've already achieved victory. We're already marching forward in a robust, healthy, safe way. So people need to get engaged with their neighborhoods, really, and run for office, too, and challenge every congressman and senator in your district. That's the target for you to make communications and directly interface about what just happened at Donald
right.
Trump.
Don't just get Trump in. It's get all the patriots in.
Yeah, it's to get all of your special operators, all of your cyber warriors, all of your soccer moms, everybody in grassroots America. And remember, if Trump falls, we will continue to carry the guide on. In the movie From Glory, if this man falls, who will pick up the flag? If Trump falls, who will pick up the flag? If Alex Jones falls, who will pick up the flag? If Scott Bennett falls, who will pick up the flag? Americans need to be ready to pick it up.
The Patriot, which is a composite of three real stories, his son gets hit, killed, and his son was carrying the flag, and he's going to give up, and he just says no, and he gets the flag.
And that's what America still has, is the flag,
when
the patriot.
When they're losing that battle, he gets the flag.
That's right. That's what Donald Trump is raising, is the flag and the hope, the optimism, the John F. Kennedy, the Ronald Reagan, the buoyant enthusiasm, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The Russian, President Putin, the rest of them see Trump as a peacemaker. He is not looking for wars. Putin recognized the bureaucracy and the deep state undermined Trump. They were the enemies. And they're the enemies of the American people, these establishments that have stolen our money, opened the borders, waged war, forced all of this, transgenderism, nonsense, schizophrenia down the American children's throats. All those days are over. Trump represents a purging of that, a stopping of all of that, and a shift in America. This is the pivot point. This is the great moment where everybody stands up and begins to march forward. They don't rush and scream. They're not a out-of-control, rebel-screaming army. They are a Spartan, disciplined, forward-marching army. They don't stop. And as you said before, too, the time for debate and discussion and all that is over. We're moving forward to secure our towns, our counties, our country, our states, our republics. And we're not recognizing the federal government's obvious treason by a seditious conspiracy to kill our president, which obviously the
we're removing the hijackers. Scott Bennett, great job. One more time, your website.
Destroy-cancer.com. Every order of $25 goes to Alex Jones. And go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. And God bless you, Alex. And we will be victorious. We are victorious. God bless Donald Trump.
That's right. God bless and pray for Trump. We'll be right back.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they have tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Children, the answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser. Alex will be joining us any minute. What a powerful broadcast today. Amazing guests, amazing commentary and insights from Alex Jones. And I've been here over a year now. I started a year ago at the beginning of July. And I never cease to be amazed the extent to which Alex can connect these dots, put these things together, and make these predictions that come true time and time again. What's most disturbing about this narrative, other than the fact that there was an attempt on the life of Donald Trump, what's most disturbing to me about this narrative has been the left's attempt to neutralize this attempt, this assassination. And what I'm seeing now is claims coming out that, oh, he was a Republican, or claims coming out that this is a lone wolf, a lone actor, or a right-wing extremist even, trying to neutralize any claims that the left had any culpability, or the Democrats or the DNC or the deep state had any culpability in this assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is, it's abundantly obvious that there wasn't just gross negligence regarding the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but there was seemingly intentional negligence to allow for this to happen. I mean, reports came out today that Cheadle, the head of Secret Service, said the reason she didn't have somebody on the sloped roof is because it was a safety risk or a safety threat to Secret Service to be on a roof that wasn't completely flat, because apparently they could slide off or fall off. First of all, it's absolutely ridiculous because they were on other sloped roofs. And second of all, it's ridiculous because this is Secret Service protecting the President of the United States, the President to be elected, and the former President. I mean, this is, for so many reasons, obviously just a backpedaling, a lack of accountability. And it's so egregious that it's undeniable that the sole entity responsible is our own deep state. And you can try to claim that Iran is somehow responsible, or other entities are responsible, or this was a lone actor, or it was some kooky Republican trying to get attention for Donald Trump. You can try to make all those claims all day long, but the fact of the matter is, it was our own deep state responsible for this, and there's no getting around that. And things are leaking, like Trump's conversation with Kennedy after this assassination attempt on his life, and how Biden called and was so nice, and all these things. And we'll run this clip here in a second if the crew has it ready, the clip of the leaked phone call with RFK Jr. And President Trump. But what else is Biden supposed to do other than come out and act nice? And I'm not saying that he directly himself knew that this was going to happen, but it was definitely a manifestation of the deep state, which is trying to prop up the Democrats in this election against President Trump. Let's go ahead and run this clip.
Quite a bit more airflow throughout the entire case. Turning the PSU on its side does change the dimension.
A vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a, you know, 10-pound or 20-pound baby. It looks like you should be giving a horse this. And do you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's this massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it would be so good for New York and so big for you. And we're going to win. You know, we're way ahead of the guy. And, you know, he's interesting. He was very nice, actually. He called me. And he said, how did you choose to move to the right? Because, you know, so I guess that people said, you know, if I was looking straight up, he said, I was just showing a chart. I didn't have to tell him the chart was on all the people pouring into our country. But I just turned my head to show the chart. And something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was. It was a bullet going around. You know, what do they call that? An AR-15 or something. That was a big gun.
Yeah, so interesting conversation between Trump and RFK Jr. I thought it was interesting how when Trump said, you know, we're going to win, RFK Jr. didn't contest that at all, even though he's technically running against President Trump. I mean, implicitly there, RFK is admitting that he's not going to win this race, which is good news. And I'm very pleased that Donald Trump didn't pick RFK Jr. as his running mate, as many were speculating yesterday before the announcement of J.D. Vance. Because I believe that whether RFK Jr. knows it or not, he's a CIA operative. I mean, we have the CIA as a campaign manager for him. So I was very pleased to hear that it was J.D. Vance. Now, the question is, With J.D. Vance coming into the race as the VP, who would replace him in the Senate? That's really the only downside to J.D. Vance. I know people criticize him all the time, saying that he has a history of being anti-Trump or never Trump, but I believe in repentance. I believe in forgiveness, and I think that J.D. Vance is definitely a strong decision. He's obviously going to be able to pull a lot of votes from the Rust Belt as well, which is, I think, is one of the reasons why Donald Trump picked him as the running mate. But Vivek says that he's willing to replace J.D. Vance in the Senate, but would rather dismantle the deep state. This is just a short clip, number 28, I want to run, and then we'll unpack it.
In the Senate, Governor Mike DeWine is going to be making an appointment. Could we see a Senator Ramaswamy?
The truth is I would strongly consider it if asked. I'd also want to have an open conversation with President Trump about where I could have the biggest impact on the future of the country. For me, my top passion and sense of purpose as well is tackling the administrative state. And I think that that exists in cancerous ways at the federal level. It exists in all 50 states in this country too. And shutting down that administrative state, that shadow government, is what gives me the greatest sense of purpose and impact. There are elements of that that need to be done through the executive branch. There are elements of that that frankly need to be done through the legislative branch too, in laying out the pathway for reclaiming accountability to the political branches of government, particularly the lawmaking branch where lawmakers are elected rather than unelected bureaucrats who wield that power today. So both of those could be ways to take that challenge on. And, you know, that's for after President Trump wins. That's the real goal, is first achieve success. And then after that, I'll be open-minded to the different possibilities.
You know, and aside from this, I think even the left-wing media has been totally astounding in its apparent first-ever self-awareness. I mean, we've seen some amazing things over the course of the last several days from the left-wing media. Some of them audacious and terrible in that they denied that this was even an assassination attempt for, as Alex Jones says, up to 8 hours after this assassination attempt. But also now we see them realizing how left-wing they've been, how anti-Trump they've been. When we hear stories like MSNBC polling Morning Joe off the air in response to the Trump assassination attempt, this was yesterday morning. MSNBC's Morning Joe program did not air on Monday due to the network reportedly fearing the show's hosts or guests might say something disrespectful about Saturday's attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Here in clip 30, Armika and Joe Scarborough triggered, threatening to quit on air. Go ahead and run it.
I wanted to briefly talk to our friends and viewers that watch us every day, and talk about what happened yesterday. We were told, in no uncertain terms, on Sunday evening that there was going to be one news feed across all NBC News channels yesterday. The Today Show would be Lester Holt, other people that you worked with on Sunday. And that was going to be one news feed across all NBC News channels, that we were going to stay as a network in breaking news mode throughout all day yesterday. That did not happen. We don't know why that was didn't happen. Our team was not given a good answer as to why that didn't happen, but it didn't happen. We were also told it was going to happen throughout the day. And I guess after there was such a strong blowback about yesterday morning, I guess they changed their plans. And so those plans changed as well. So it didn't. You know, we've talked about it off the air. We'll talk about it on the air because we talk about everything on the air. We were very surprised. We were very disappointed. And if we had known that there wasn't going to be the one news feed from NBC News across all NBC News channels, Willie, we obviously would have been in yesterday morning.
Yeah, I was here up early on Sunday morning with NBC's coverage. Savannah and I
unbelievable
the coverage on
stuff
Sunday
here. Alex is back in the chair. Alex, you've had a few minutes since your astounding broadcast with several guests. I mean, it was a really great show today, Alex. What are your thoughts just being able to look back and think about what some of the things were that came on?
In the final equation, we're in the second American Revolution. We're winning. We've turned the tide. The enemy has no power. They're going to try a bunch of false flags, a bunch of dirty crap, but everything's turning against them. Just watch Infowars.com. Watch Real Alex Jones. We're trying to work as hard as we can. I'm putting all the key intel on Real Alex Jones on X. And we are going to win this fight. We're going to win this fight big time. Humanity is on the march. Evil is not all powerful. When good people stand up, the New World Order doesn't have a chance. And as Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And it's time to stop fearing these hijackers, these criminals, what they've done. God's hand is on Trump's shoulder, and our enemies are in complete panic mode. They're in total disarray. This is an epic moment, but please support InfoWarsStore.com. Please support DrJonesNaturals.com. Please support the broadcast and understand that this is what they fear. This is what they want off air. This is what they're trying to stop. The war room's coming up. I'm going to reconnoiter, go through all the new developments and things that have happened in the next hour or so. Then I'll be calling in or coming back into the war room today. Reboost all that on the Alex Jones channel. We have reached 100 million people since Saturday, conservatively. Most of them new. People are really waking up. They're really getting it. So thank you all for the prayers. Pray for President Trump and pray for justice. But just know, any calculation I've done, any angle, any scenario, the New World Order loses. They just go from really, you know, peaceful fixing this to horrible situations that go on for years, but they lose in the end. So I would just tell the New World Order it's time for them to surrender. And I want to thank everybody for your support at DrJonesNaturals.com, our amazing sponsor, and at InfoWarsStore.com with the new Trump Never Surrender shirt. And, of course, the new bulletproof shirt. That is how you support us. Because if you don't support us, New World Order doesn't matter. We'll be shut down. InfoWarsStore.com or 33139. The toll-free number, 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now, take this show. I'm going to get on the phone with the crew, come up with clips from the show. Get those out. Those will get 10 million views, conservatively just on X alone. Millions of views at InfoWars. And I'll have more reports as more breaks, as more unfolds. I love how the media is attacking JD fans. That'll just make them love Trump more. JD Vance praised Alex Jones as a truth teller in a speech. And it goes on to say, a private speech, JD Vance says the devil's real and praised Alex Jones as a truth teller. I mean, people need to stop running from our mavericks, running from our truth tellers, running from our tip of the spears, and embrace being attacked by the enemy. They don't have the power. They don't have the initiative. They're the criminals. They're the ones that are in trouble. So great job. Finish up in the last 10 minutes here, Chase Geyser. Then Owen Schroyer, the cuck destroyer, takes over in T-minus 10 minutes at Infowars.com/show. And Real Alex Jones, stay with us, folks, because you are Paul Revere's. You are the resistance.
Absolutely, Alex. Great stuff. Looking forward to seeing you on the War Room as well. One of the things that I found incredibly encouraging about J.D. Vance, because I was initially reluctant, I wasn't going to dismiss J.D. Vance or stop supporting Trump by any means because of the J.D. Vance stuff, but I was reluctant because J.D. Vance has a history many years ago of being anti-Trump, but there were a lot of people that were anti-Trump that are no longer anti-Trump, and there are a lot of people that changed their minds about Trump. I think a lot of people, frankly, on Saturday changed their minds about Trump. If any of these viral posts that I'm seeing are a reflection of the general population, the support is overwhelming. But what really encouraged me is when I saw this speech from Tucker Carlson, and the crew will have to let me know in my ear whether we have this clip because I haven't had much time to look at the clip sheet. But he says every bad person that he's met in D.C. was aligned against J.D. Vance. Tucker responding, of course, to Trump's VP pick. Donald Trump's pick for the vice president, J.D. Vance, is universally hated by bad actors in Washington, D.C., according to Tucker Carlson. And when I talk to people about why they should vote for Donald Trump, why they should support Donald Trump, I don't even really take much time to get into policy issues or trying to correct them when they've gotten something wrong about Donald Trump. Or they misunderstand any of his positions or what he said, or they believe any of the misrepresentations that they've seen in the media over the course of the last 8 years. I don't even get into that. The fact of the matter is it's undeniable. Both sides should acknowledge, should understand, should be able to admit that all of the world's supervillains hate Donald Trump. And that should be the only reason that anybody needs to vote for Donald Trump. And if all those same supervillains, as Tucker Carlson, who I do trust, who I do believe, if all of those same supervillains hate J.D. Vance, then I'm 100% behind him. I 100% have his back. Let's go ahead and run the clip and see a little bit of this.
J.D. Vance is the VP pick, and I think every person who pays close attention has got to be thrilled by that. And if you don't know much about J.D. Vance, I'm not even going to make a case for J.D. Vance. I'm going to tell you what I just saw, which is that every bad person I've ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance. And I do think the negative case is often more powerful, because I know of myself, I do not think I'm a particularly good person. I have strong reasons for feeling that way. I don't always think that my side is right. I know for a fact I have been wrong many, many times. And I hope to correct and be honest about my error. So it's not like I think that, you know, I'm always, you know, God's always on my side. Sometimes I'm not on God's side. But I definitely know who's representing the other side. It's a lot easier to tell who the people who are only in it because they like, I don't know, killing other people in pointless wars. Like, I know who those people are. And their odor is so powerful that I can smell one when he walks in the room. And every single one of those people in a line that would extend from Milwaukee to Chicago was lined up over the last week to knife J.D. Vance. Not on personal grounds. I mean, he's a perfectly nice guy. He's like one of the only members of the Senate with a happy marriage. True. But because they thought he would be harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. That's it. That he would be an impediment to their exercising power. And boy, they went after him in a way I've just kind of never seen. Which I think happens every day in Washington. I just don't have a vantage on it because I'm far, far away and grateful to be. And again, I was just reminded that this process is so ugly that normal people do not want to participate in it. And yet normal people have to suck it up and do so anyway because the consequences are just so
profound. And if you want to see just how ugly the media is, again, if you need another example among the thousands upon thousands of examples over the course of not only the last 4 years, but especially over the course of the last 25 years, I mean, it got really, really bad after 9/11. You remember planes and buildings, planes and buildings, planes and buildings over and over again for weeks. And then war on terror, war on terror, war on terror over and over again for years, resulting in these unnecessary wars in the Middle East between two nations where Osama bin Laden was not when he was assassinated, with over 500,000 people estimated, civilians, to have died in these conflicts, all while we criticize Russia for what it's done to Ukraine. I have yet to see anyone tell me how what Russia is doing to Ukraine is in any way, shape, or form worse than what we did to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's totally hypocritical for our establishment to be virtue signaling in that conflict. But if you want another example of how cold-hearted and basically evil the mainstream media is, just look at this short one-minute clip of Donald Trump Jr. slamming an MSNBC journalist for asking loaded questions.
What is that change going to look like, Don? What practically, your father as president, I think you would even say, was a divisive figure. What's it going to look like in the second term?
I don't think he was a divisive figure at all. I think the media created divisiveness around him. They lied about Russia collusion. They said he was a traitor.
Yes.
They went after him in every which way as possible. If the media actually starts being an honest broker, talking about the things that he did, the prosperity he brought, the peace deals that he signed around the world, rather than the disaster that we're living right now, I think you'd do everyone in the country a big favor.
I know immigration's important to him. I covered the family separation crisis closely. Will we continue to see policies like separating 5,000 children deliberately from their parents?
You mean the Obama administration?
You know they didn't do that, sir.
Okay. Sure.
Will there be a second family separation policy?
It's MSDNC, so I expect nothing less from you clowns. Even today, even 48 hours later, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait with your lies and with your nonsense. So just get out of here.
Unbelievable. Who does that? All just to get a viral reaction. And it's not even viral because it's being praised. It's viral because places like InfoWars cover it and just point out how retarded MSNBC is. And all these other major media outlets with their punditry and their producers with their top-down speaking points, with the Scarboroughs complaining that they weren't allowed to go on air for their normal Monday morning show because the network was worried about what they were going to say. Well, the network should be worried about what you're going to say when there's example after example of people getting canceled for saying the type of stuff that you say right after this assassination attempt, whether it's Jack Black and his bandmate on stage saying that they're sad that there was a miss on Trump. Unbelievable stuff. Stay tuned, folks. Tune into the War Room. Alex Jones will be on with Owen Schroyer. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.